Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Brother B, get your behind off mute and come on in here and get Ernest started so we can get this thing rolling today. Damn, he ain't on mute today. He ain't on mute today. Okay.
I'm sitting there, I'm cocked these today.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening, good evening, good evening. As always, we're so glad to be back here again. It's blessed Monday. And I know most of the guys are doing the same thing that Brother D is doing, sitting around waiting for some knowledge from our brother. So we're going to ask each and every one that's listening, if you'll bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, pray with us as we pray. Amen? Amen. Father God, your child, come to you once more again just to say thank you, Lord. So we want to thank you for allowing us to embrace another Monday, one that's been coming since the beginning of creation, Lord, and one that we'll never see again. And we just tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we thank you for all that you do. We thank you for the people that you have put in our lives. We thank you for giving us the wherewithal, the knowledge to be able to separate ourselves from those that we shouldn't be around. But yet, we thank you for giving us the knowledge to hang around those that's good for you, those that mean you some good and no harm. And Father, we want to just tell you thank you for our brother. We thank you for allowing him to be in the midst of the drag racing world as long as he has. We thank you for blessing him, giving him the knowledge and understanding of the game that he has. And then, Father, above all, we want to just tell you thank you for blessing him to be a blessing to us. We thank you for how he just answers his phone whenever you call, always ready to give an answer to whatever you might ask. He does the best that he can. And we ask that you will continue to bless him, continue to keep him, Lord Jesus. And then, Father, we ask that you will touch the drag racer's heart, that they would not only just call him for that, but that they would shop with him, let him know that we love him through our dollars as well as our calls. We know you can, Father, and we know you will. Bless him right now. Not only him, Father, bless his family. Bless his business. Just keep him in a way that only you can. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. And if a heart say amen, amen, and amen. Brother Dog.
All right, Brother D over there trying to get him some doggone discount on some nitrous. He ain't getting no doggone discount. They're saying all that good stuff for Ernie.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
Hey guys, what's happening? This is Ernie with Country Car Nitrous Oxide Systems bringing you the Hour of Power. How about that? Any problems you got with your nitrous equipment, hit the one button, text Dog, whatever. We'll get them answered out here for you. And if you need any equipment, you need any long-term help as far as loan questions, we can just give me a call during the week. We'll talk them through. 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Of course, our sponsors, Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. You got your insurance yet? I know you're putting it off. Don't put it off till something bad happens, because we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Renegade Racing Fuels, best fuel out there. I tell you, we're selling a pile of it, and no, absolutely no problems at all. If you're running the other brands, direct changeover. FTI Transmissions and Converters down in Florida. And Lawyer Man, always our good backup for legalese if we need him. Okay, you know, if y'all were keeping up with what was going on this weekend, there was a major incident at Milan Dragway. They had a show, booked in show with classic funny cars, nitro funny cars. one of the cars did a burnout, was backing up, something shifted, something, whatever happened, and the throttle hung open. When it did, it backed up in reverse quickly. It ran over and killed one person, and I think that person that killed was his grandfather. It injured three or four more others, and they had a couple other people that had problems. I keep talking about this starting line stuff. What's going to happen when one of these grudge cars starts backing up, blips the throttle, and it hangs wide open in reverse? It happens. How many times have we discussed throttle linkages hanging up?
Don't just say grudge cars now. Just say any car. Don't just say grudge cars now.
Well, okay, any car, fast, slow, or indifferent, any car out there that's backing up, y'all have seen the starting lines. There's no way people could move. I've been saying, what's it going to take? Somebody to get killed before the tracks really crack down? Well, if that's what it takes, it's happening. It's happened. So, and I'm quite familiar with NHRA and their standards, and I'm going to promise you they're going to have a knee-jerk reaction to this that's going to really put stringent rules on the starting line area. Nobody needs to be on the starting line but those that are with the car. That's it. When that car leaves, they should leave the starting line. The other car, the car that's in staging behind them, they should have an observer up there to see how the car in front of them left to see if they need to make any changes. Their car comes up, the car that went down leaves. Clear the starting line. There should never be a crowd on the starting line. Now we got somebody that's dead. They lifted three people out of there. So pay attention, guys. It's no reason to be there. All right. The problems we're having. Wheels and tires and trailer axles obviously don't like each other. Breaking off, breaking studs, ripping tires, tearing up the sides of their trailers, putting them in a ditch. You've got to service your trailer. I don't care if it's brand new. You should always put a wrench on your lug nuts. Make sure, number one, that they're owned properly, that it's the proper lug nuts, and that they're tightened properly. If you get a lug and you just run it in and, okay, I'm going to put the next one in, you run it in, that rim is not going to be square with the face of that brake drum. You need to leave them loose, get them all started, start bringing them up in a cross pattern till you get them all snugged in and it's solid against the brake hub. Then you can tighten them up. Dad, I put some pictures up on the CompuCars deal, brand new trailer, ripped every stud off of one axle and tore the rim up. That tells me it wasn't tight. Brand new, man, they should have tightened them up. You know, that word shoulda, it gets real interesting sometimes. You know, it's like you shoulda tightened the lugs on your drag slicks. It may have kept the tire under the car. You got to pay attention to this stuff. And here we are in the summer. You know, luckily, you know, right now, it's not that bad out there. You know, we're getting into the 90s, but the wear and tear on your rigs up and down the country is, you know, they're showing. Old trailers, and I'm not putting it down old trailers. Old trailers can last a long time if they're serviced properly. But new trailers cost so much that, you know, I'm going to keep my old trailer and I'm going to put a few more miles on it. Do what it needs to put it online safely. Check your tires. Are they weather checked? Are they dry rotted? Look at the in the treads. Don't just say, well, look, these things, I can put a penny in here and it'll just swallow halfway up to Lincoln's head. No. You can have a perfectly good-looking tread and the tire be dry rotted. Look on that patch on the side. It'll say DOT and have a DOT number, and then there'll be four numbers in that little circle. Those four numbers tell you what week and what year that tire was made. If you got an 0120, that's January of 2020. If you've got tires on your trailer that are 10 years old, you need to change them. Whether they're good or not, you need to change them. Because everybody out there is running overweight on their trailers. That's going to cause the tires to come apart, break at the sidewall, and then shuck all the tread out into the road. That's what happens to them. Pay attention to that. Makes the weekend go a whole lot better than 2 o'clock in the morning being on the side of I-95 or I-20 or wherever you're at, 7 hours from home, two or three flat tires. Because if you got bad tires, one of them goes bad, good chance you're going to have another one go bad on the same side. So pay attention to them. Get them straightened out. Spend a couple of hours and a couple of dollars. Make it safe. Your roadside service will not cover trailer tires. Back to you, dog. What you got going?
You went a little fast today, Ernie. I was trying to get some more information on something. But Ernie, on that thing that backed over, what happened? Did you find out what happened? Did for the throttle to get stuck, they don't have a double springs or something like that, Ernie, or what?
No, they have double springs, but only the older classic funny cars. They only have one latch pin for the body. So when it comes down, it may not sit right in the cradle. And if it shifts a little bit to the passenger side, it'll hang that linkage. So when you're backing up, especially with, here you got a nitro car that's bouncing around a lot, it can hang that throttle cable or hang the linkage. And if it does, like I say, it's wide open. I've seen it happen at national events and saw a fella all of a sudden he's backing up at maybe 5 miles an hour, then all of a sudden he's backing up at about 80 miles an hour, lost control of the car right at the starting line. The car swung around, took out the trees, took out the lighting system, came all the way around and stopped with about an inch from the safety crew. It happens. And IHRA had to shut the track down. And they had to rewire the complete track because it pulled the wiring out from underneath the track. Back to you, sir.
All right. And on these newer cars and trucks and everything, they don't have a transmission dipstick and all that. But they tell you, you know, how are you going to check and how are you going to know when to change your damn transmission fluid or should you change it? Tell me about their new trucks and stuff like that in cars, Ernie.
Oh, boy. This is something that even I complain about. Like you say, new cars and trucks, no dipsticks. How do you know that your transmission level is true and correct? And is it burnt? Does it smell? They say don't worry about your transmission fluid for 100,000 miles. Oh, my God, really? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to maybe put 20,000 miles on my transmission. I'm going to jack it up. I'm going to pull the pan. I'm going to pour it out. I'm going to fix it like it's supposed to be. And then I'm going to put the recommended fluid back in it. I don't agree with this stuff that they're doing. I can't tell you why. Well, I know why they did it. They did it so they could pass EPA standards. And, my God, they could save $5 per vehicle. Hell, they're only charging you $150,000 for a truck. Why wouldn't they give you a $5 dipstick? I guess they figure that the customer buying the truck is the dipstick. But no, there's no good reason why they do that. And there's no, the only way you could find out what's in there is to completely drain it. And now here's the deal. You've got to drain it and measure what you took out. There is no dipstick. So if you drain your transmission and you've collected 8 quarts, you've got to put 8 quarts back in it. That's the only way you can make sure it's right. And I say, change the filter, hang it back up, put it back up, clean it up. You're ready to go. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, back to that doggone it. Somebody just made a good point, Ernie. How does the throttle get stuck when you're backing up when you don't even mash it that hard to back up? Ernie, how the throttle going to get stuck? They said something broke in the blower or something. They said it wasn't the throttle hanging up. So I wonder how can
the
throttle
get
hung up? No,
it wasn't the blower. It was a throttle hung up. If something breaks in the blower, that motor is going to stop or explode. The only way that can happen, you got to remember, you're sitting in that car with a 3.2-20 suit. You got big old muckluck boots on. All it takes is you to move your foot, reposition it, like say the body move, hang the throttle, and the throttle on the funny cars and top fuel cars are bargeman cables. So if it hangs any point of that control cable, not the outside skin, but the cable itself, and the body shifts, it can pull it down. You can get, you know, there's so many ways and things. They haven't done an autopsy on the car yet. That's going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a throttle situation. Back to you, sir.
All right. Honey, FET carburetors. When you be saying my car is FET with the carburetors, and some people try to compensate it with the nitrous by raising the boiler pressure, but I know the best thing to do is to get the carburetor right. But if you don't do it, Ernie, raising the boiler pressure, would that help you at all, Ernie? Because every car I think goes lean on the big end anyway because the boiler pressure starts to fall. So talk to me about that, the boiler pressure going up and down and fat and unfat and lean and unlean.
Okay. If your car is a little fat, okay, we can raise the bottle pressure in a rush. We're going to go from 950 to 1,000, 1,050, because you not only are you running a little rich. Let's back up. When did it start running rich? Going rich just doesn't happen. Either you've changed the carburetor or you've changed something else, and now the car's rich.
Well, the temperature, the temperature got might have something to do with it. The temperature changed now.
Well, temperature is going to give you corrected altitude change. So as hotter it gets, the more humid it gets, that's going to change your corrected altitude. And as the corrected altitude changes, that means there's less oxygen in the air for the motor to breathe with. So, yeah, at that point, we would raise our bottle pressure up, depending on how much corrected altitude we have, to get more nitrous in there to make up for the lack of oxygen in the system. At night, we're still getting 60-degree nights. So you're going to get a transition that the temperature starts falling off, the corrected altitude is going to start coming down. You've got to keep up with that because now we're going to get to the point where we're at base level and we're going to go back to our 950, but if it keeps getting cooler, then we're going to have to start dropping the bottle pressure, 900, 850. I've seen instances where you drop down to 800. You have to keep up with the corrected altitude. That's the only way you'll know which way to go with a car. But now if you just put a carburetor on there and we made a pass and it's rich, the problem is in the carburetor. I don't care if it's new. The jetting is too big. You've probably got a power valve in there. You've got to correct that, and the tune-up always starts at the carburetor. You have to get it right before you can tune anything else. Never try to use your nitrous system to tune the motor other than altitude adjustment. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, let's go to something that's subjective, something that we don't know for sure, but I'm going to ask you. Now, Ernie, if you got two ballers in your car, and you turn them off, they turn off. The bottles will turn off. But you done turn them on before and you done open the valve. Is there enough nitrous in there to burp it a couple of times and then bump it through the motor a couple of times? Is there enough nitrous in the line to do that?
No. Well, depends on what size line you're running. If you're running a number four line, you might be able to bump the motor. You may even be able to hit the purge. Because what you've done, you have that 16-foot line or however long your main line is, it's captive. You've opened up your bottle. It's put nitrous in that line. Your purge doesn't know if your bottle's still on. It's going to open up until you get that liquid, and you're going to see liquid come up. If you continue to purge, then it's going to go away. That's going to tell you you probably ain't got the bottle for another. Number six is going to do it longer. And you may actually get to the point where you try to stage in with it. But when you do, it's going to go flat. The number eight will be a little bit longer. But when it runs out, here's the same thing. You physically need, if you have a team that you're working with or somebody that's helping you, whoever turns that bottle on, that is their job. Turn on that bottle, pull your fire pins, pull your parachute pins, and show me the pins. That way I'm going to rely on you. Now, if I get it down there and the bottle ain't turned on, me and you are going to have a discussion, and the next round somebody else might have your job. Back to you, sir.
You almost answered the second question, but you didn't elaborate. Now, just say you did have enough in there to do all what I told you, bump it a couple of times and bump it through the motor. Now, when you get ready to take off, what's going to happen then? Take me all the way through that, just if you take off with the bottle closed. Take me all the way through that.
Well, you're doing your burnout. You come up, you do
We're going to take off.
You're on the starting line. You're on the two-step. Now, everything that you have set up on your tune-up is for when you turn that button loose, everything hits at one time. If you go up there and you turn that button loose, the car is going to move. It's going to fall on its face and probably backfire. Because now we have lugged the motor down so hard that the motor can't pull the load, and it's going to want to back up a little bit. And when it does that, the timing gets off on everything. You can load that motor up so much that it gets an arc inside the distributor cap. When it does that, it's going to take your intake apart. That's what happens when you bog the car on the starting line. If you have that problem, you need to fix it. A lot of times in a lot of the carburetors that I see, the adjustment on the accelerator pumps is not correct. You can look over on the accelerator pumps, and there'll be a quarter inch between the pump lever and the linkage that comes down to push it. You want to hold that bottom part, undo that nut a little bit, and screw it down to where it just touches. You don't want play. When you just put that pedal, you want to see a squirt. That can create a problem where the motor doesn't come up on your two-step because it's trying to come up, but it has no fuel till you get past that point. Back to you, sir.
All right, you almost overdid it. You almost overdid it. Come on in there, Ben. What's your problem, Ben? Come on in there, Ben.
Hey, now I'm going to ask you that question because I've seen. What if a guy got an excessive line, what Dawg said, he have to bump through it and purge it? So I've seen some guys got some real long lines, so it holding that nitrous that's in that line. You cut it off.
Absolutely. The average number four line is going to hold about a quarter of a pound. The number six line is going to hold about 3/8 of a pound. Your number eight line is going to hold about a half a pound. So you can definitely get some really bad feelings unless you know that bottle's on. It'll do everything you're talking about you wanted it to do with enough reservoir for you to stage in with the bottle turned off.
I just saying, because I've seen some times where they got the nitro off, and then I know I looked in the car like, man, they got the long line. Said, well, we ain't got no nitro, but they got no nitro in there to get them where they need to get a, just get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just like somebody turned the ignition off because it goes out there. The nitrous isn't spraying, but the fuel is. So now the car has gone from, yeah, we want to run, to it's pig rich. It can't breathe, and you're going to have a stumble, like say, possibly a backfire up through the carburetor. And usually when that happens with the fuel running, it's going to throw fuel up through the carburetor, and it's going to cover everything in the engine compartment, and you really have to be careful you don't have a fire.
All right.
Back to you,
take
sir.
My hand down.
Okay. All right, Ben. Ernie. We got one mechanic want to go with 30 degrees. We got one mechanic want to go to 32 degrees. We got one mechanic want to go to 34. We got one mechanic want to go to 36. What all them degrees make a difference in? Tell me about what. Why did they make a difference and why? Just tell me what. Why you go from 30 to 36?
Okay.
And you got different opinions all over the place.
What fuel are we running? Cubic inch.
Well, just say we running. We just running 16, 25, whatever. It don't make no difference.
Okay. But it does make a difference into why we want to run that fuel. Also, what camshaft are we running and what's the overlay? All those come into effect in what initial timing that we're going to run. If we're not running nitrous, we're going to run a higher timing. Small blocks, probably running in the 40-degree range, 38 to 40 degrees. With nitrous, we're going to set it back about 32, 34, and then we're going to do our retards on it. And when the car goes out there and makes a leave, what we're looking at is tire speed. How fast is the tire picking up on the instant hit? If it wants to leave, but it's not doing it, add 1 to 2 degrees back into it, timing back into the motor. Only thing timing does is gives you more torque. And that torque is what's going to launch you on the leave. Yeah, you've got nitrous. But even if we pull too much timing out of the motor, it's going to not deliver the maximum amount of horsepower that you're geared for, that your traction is set up for, and it creates a problem. You go, well, we need more tire speed. Oh, you got tire shake. All right. Add 1-2 degrees back in it and give it a try. It'll leave the line a lot harder. But in doing that, remember that if you're leaving harder and the starting line is bad, we might want to pull another degree or two out to soften the hit on the starting line. And we discussed another way to control your starting line is to make that line from your nitrous solenoid to your plate get longer. If you're running a foot, make it 18 inches. Make it 2 foot. That you still get the same horsepower, but it calms the torque hit down. And the main thing we're looking at on the timing we're setting, it's going to be easier to crank the motor up at a lower timing. We don't need that much timing because we're going to aerate the motor so much it's going to want to come up. And we're controlling detonation with that much more cylinder pressure in there. And then your camshaft gets into your overlays and where it's ground and how it's done. Does the camshaft require more timing? Normally your camshaft manufacturer will tell you if you need to add extra timing to the motor. Be careful with the Fords. They don't like timing. If you're going to air on low timing and work your way up. Don't set high timing and hope you got it right. Because they'll break things. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, just say a normal, decent. Just listen to me real good now. A normal, decent torque converter. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's a normal, decent torque converter. What would it be? Would it be looser or tighter on a small block or a big block? how would it go on a small block versus a big block?
It's going to be tighter on a small block because of the amount of torque the motor makes.
Okay.
And how much nitrous we're putting it to it. A big block is going to have more torque. And then when we add nitrous to it, it's going to have more torque. So if it's set up for a big block and you put it on a small block, it's going to be too tight.
You add it into my equation. I just said a regular torque converter. And you add it into my equation.
What is a regular torque converter?
I was going to try to tell you, in between a big block and a small block, that's why I just wanted to say regular.
Well, when you're buying a torque converter,
I know you buy it for whatever your application is, and I know. I just wanted you to answer my question. You answered my question. I just want to know where it's going to be tight at, on a small block or a big block, if you just buy a neutral one. I'm going to just say it like that. You answered it at first.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a neutral converter.
Ernie, I didn't say it was. I was using for the purpose of discussion, Ernie. And it is. Some people do buy them like that. Now, you don't say it ain't no such thing. It is. Some people go out there and say, well, I got a big block and a small block. Could you make the one in between? People do them now, Ernie. So it is a such thing.
Oh, yeah. And if you're going to do that, go down to your local auto parts store. Buy you a torque converter for a Vega, put it in, and it's going to give you about 42 to 4,500 stall. Run it until you break it, throw it out, put another one in. We did it for years.
They still make them Vegas.
Why ain't no Vegas out?
They do?
Yes, sir.
I thought they had been through them things.
No, and we, look how fast we went in the 60s, 70s. $20 torque converter. Worked real good. And then we started listening to everybody else that, well, you've got to have this TCI. You've got to have this FTI. And then we started spending more money. And, well, you got to have this big 400 shaft. You've got to do this in your power glider. And then it just got more and more expensive, and we weren't smart enough to understand that everything that we had was working pretty daggone good. And we could throw it away and put another one in there, and it was cheap. But we got hooked up into what's Johnny doing, and we got to go run with the Joneses, and we just started spending more money. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. In this day and age right now, okay, just say you ordered you a new truck, Ernie. You told me you were going to be towing something. So Ernie's towing his trailer. He got everything just the way the specification said. He ain't overloaded and everything. Why would Ernie need an external cooler if the truck and everything is supposed to be set up to pull a certain haul, but Ernie want to put a – why would Ernie put an external cooler on there, Ernie?
When the OEM manufactures a vehicle, they have manufacturing standards that they have to go by, testing-wise. Majority of the time, they're not testing going up Eagle Mountain at 110 degrees. They're looking at a slight incline, maybe 3 or 4 degrees over a short period of time. So they figure how much heat we're going to gain and everything else. So they build a radiator to handle that. Now, you put a box trailer on the back. You got your car in it. You got it loaded. Even though you're dead right, now you got this big trailer that's sticking up above your truck that's probably about a sheet and a half of plywood. Now, that's acting as a parachute unless you have the ones that come to a point in front, or you have some of these other fancier ones that have a way to get rid of that push on the trailer. Or you got a wing on your truck, and that wing hopefully gets the air up over the top of the trailer. If not, and you're, let's say, going out west, going up the mountains, you need to have an additional cooling capacity, a trans cooler. But you need a trans cooler that has a fan on it. If you just got this little bitty trans cooler sticking out, is that going to help? maybe 3 or 4 degrees. It's helping more that you have maybe another quart and a half of capacity of fluid. But you get a transcooler that has a fan on it and a shroud. Now you've got something that's acting like its own radiator. I have seen situations where people actually took the transmission out of the radiator and went to a standalone, never had a problem. The main thing you're trying to do is watch your transmission temperatures when you're under heavy load.
Transmission, not the radiator, Ernie? What you said, Ernie? The transmission, not the radiator.
Yes. Right.
Huh?
Because they didn't want the transmission heat going into the radiator, heating the water up, raising the temperature of the engine.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, the standards that they manufacture with have absolutely nothing to do with the real world happenings and what you're towing. And, you know, they're towing basically a flat trailer with X many pounds on it. That's pretty aerodynamic. So they're not really worried about all this drag, and that's where your problem comes in when you start going, like I say, up inclines and running down the road is constant drag. And that's the whole lifeblood of your transmission is the temperature. Back to you, sir.
Okay. All right. 813-8674. What's on your mind? 813-8674. What's on your mind? Hello?
Hello?
813-8674. All right. He must be smoking Nova. He must be on heroin. All right, Ernie, the question came in. I'm going to read it verbatim because I don't totally understand it. But it says, when installing a reverse valve in a Turbo 350, is it best to upgrade the clutches in the tranny?
Is it best? Yes. Is it necessary? If you're not having a problem with the transmission and all you want to do is just change the valve body, no. You're changing the fluid anyhow while you're in there. Look at the fluid. What color is it? How does it smell? When you're pouring it into a container, how much metallic do you see? How much fiber do you see in there? Is it steel? Is it, you know, cast iron? What are you seeing in there? If it's clean, no. You can put the valve body back up and make sure you change your, you know, set your linkages up correctly. But no, you do not have to change the clutches. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Ernie, in a transmission, I mean, what's the main reason why the clutches burn up on it in a transmission? Because normally that's what normally happens in a transmission, the clutches burn up. What's the main reason for them burning up on it?
What causes the clutches to go bad is slippage. Slippage can be in a power glide when you go to the trans brake. Well, in using a trans brake, it really wears and tears on a transmission because it locks first and reverse together. So in doing that, that puppy can't move. And you're coming up on your two-step. And if you stay on that two-step too long, the temperature of your transmission is just, and your torque converter and your oil is going to go out of sight. That is what causes, I would say, the majority of the damage to transmissions. That and the initial jolt of the car moving. You're hitting it first gear pack with dead static weight and all that torque. And you're telling it, hold on. And if you don't have a 8 or 10-pack first gear hub, a stock hub is going to expand, and 7 clutches are not going to hold up to a high-horsepower, hard-leaving car. Also, when the temperature builds up, the cases start getting a lot more abuse. That's where you start running the Reed cases and the J&P cases, and the aftermarket thicker stuff, because the factory stuff is made for 185 horsepower, turbo 350 power glide in a Corvette, Chevy 2, whatever it's in, and stop at a red light and drive off. It's thin. And if you have a thin bell housing with a high horsepower car with solid mounts, you're going to break that transmission bell housing off. So you might as well either step up to a case or buy a good J&P bell housing for your application.
J&P or J&W?
J&W. You're right, J&W.
Yeah, don't be trying to trick me, honey. I know about them cases now.
Yeah. I have cut many a bell housing off of an automatic transmission. And by the way, if you're going to cut the bell housing off of an automatic transmission, go down to Home Depot because they're the only ones that carry this blade and get the Diablo tungsten-tipped Sawzall blades. It'll slice right through that puppy like butter. If you get the Milwaukee's or the white ones, it's going to heat up and you're going to fight it. And it's going to warp and just go ahead and spend it. It's going to cost you $10 to $12. You can get a two-pack with it on sale for about $15. Buy them. They're the best. Back to you, sir.
All right. Honey, they said, what do you prefer? And after you tell them what you prefer, tell me what you think is the best, but you'll probably cover anyway. A Power Glide or a 3-speed 400, honey? Talk about it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Now, there are advantages and disadvantages of both transmissions.
Come on with
it. A Power Glide is lighter. Hey, we can save 15 pounds. A Power Glide's got good gear ratios. You can get plenty of gear ratios for it. If you're running a light car, 2,500 pounds, maybe a little bit less than that, a Power Glide is getting better and better. Now, let's switch over to the Turbo 400s. If you get like an FTI Turbo 400 that's set up with trans brake, you can get a Turbo 400 now in a 2-speed or a 3-speed. But you can use your trans brake in any gear. So if you go out there with first gear 246 and the starting line really sucks, you know you can't leave or you're just going to spin the tires. Put the car in second gear. Hit the trans brake, leave. It's just like a Power Glide. Mm-hmm. Gear ratio is about a 180, 168, 180, and your final gear is 1-to-1. But, okay, this Turbo 400, it's a lot stronger. Everything in there is beefier. It's got better clutches. It's got better bearings. Let's put it now in high gear, hit the trans brake, and do a high gear pass only. Now, I've tested on a pretty fast Mustang that got one of the FTI transmissions. And I talked to Greg. Greg said, hell, tell him to leave in high gear. Is it going to hurt it? No, it ain't going to hurt a thing. The difference between leaving it in first gear, the car was violent, it picked up the front end and went out. Second gear, picked up the front end a little bit and went out. High gear, it didn't pick up front end at all, and every run within a couple of thousandths of a second. So,
well, Ernie, did which one won't leave it in high gear? Won't leave it in high gear? Keep it from burning up the clutches as much? So shit, seems like you all damn near always leave in high gear, shouldn't you?
High gear puts more load on the transmission because you're leaving with a 140 ratio versus 249. So you have the ability to select between more gear ratios, doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would I buy if I had my choice? I would buy an FTI Turbo 400 trans brake in all gears with the packs. I got a bulletproof transmission. Yeah, it's probably going to cost you $5,000 with a converter, but you got something that's going to live with you, and that little bit of extra weight is far set aside by your ability to choose your gear ratios leaving the starting line. And the strength it's going to have, you're not going to have those problems. The cases are stronger, all that stuff. I would go with the Turbo 400 if I was spending the money and wanted to go. Other than that, Powerglides work great. They've been working great since 60s. I think Powerglide first came out in 54, 55, but it was cast iron. And they actually had to drill about three-inch holes in the side of the bell housing to get the heat away from the torque converter.
Mm.
So, hey, that's where the aluminum case came in. It sheds heat by itself, and now the torque converters, are getting. We're coming out. We were talking about street cars, race cars. Here again, transmission temperatures are extremely important. A lot of guys don't even run trans coolers on them, and because in the eighth mile, you don't have enough heat buildup to cause you to have it. Unless you get on the trans brake and two-step and stay there. I watched a guy this weekend, and I hear two-step coming up, and I'm looking at the TV going, what in the hell? He was on the trans brake 30 to 45 seconds before the other guy was even committed to it. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy ain't going to leave. And when he did, he left kind of a trail behind him. So they weren't happy about that. Back to you, sir.
I don't know what this means, what he meant with the transmission. That he was talking about the three-speed or what, but they said, what gear you pull the bunny in? I know the answer to that. They said, what gear you pull the bunny in?
Easiest way to do a burnout is you roll into the water, roll out of the water. You're in first gear. Strike the tires and go ahead and put it in high. Now, I don't care what transmission you're running. Let the tires spin till it's starting to pull the motor down. Let off. Don't chirp the tires in a burnout. That shock wave will destroy that transmission. So just
press the burnout. Okay.
And everybody's having to put transmissions and clutches and drive shafts and ring gear and pinions. All that, when that thing chirps, it is shocking everything back up the drive line. An aggressive burnout, a short burnout. At most tracks, the best burnout might not even get you to the starting line. You're not leaving enough rubber on that starting line that's going to make a difference to you. But if you do a long burnout, by the time you back up, your tires have cooled down, that track has cooled down, and you're just sitting there with the same temperature as the track, just hot rubber. You want to be 20 degrees above the temperature of the starting line with your tires. So long burnouts and backing up and waiting to stage in is just costing you traction. So be careful how you do it. Back to you, Doug.
All right, now you say you want to be higher than the track temperature with your tires? You want to be higher?
I want 20 degrees higher than the track temperature. You want the tire hot so it will stick to the track. If you got a cold tire, it's harder, and it's going to want to spin over the traction. Hot tire glues itself to the track.
Okay. Y'all tell y'all, anybody out there, you tell your buddy Jughead, come on, I got an open line. So let me shoot a call in 49 minutes earlier. He would have had an open line. Ernie, back in the old days, the bracket racing, we didn't have the sticky tracks like we got now. Now, I heard a couple of bracket racers complaining about the track is too sticky for them and it messes up their reaction time. Could you explain what they meant by that, Ernie, or do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I bracket raced for a long time. Normally in a bracket race, the track is prepped for smaller tires. And if they hook too hard, then the ET is going to be random. It's hard to stage and figure out where you're going to launch without getting a red light or your ET's falling off. They like a lightly sprayed track. Most tracks now are spraying for radial tires. And when you spray for radial tires, that track is sticky. If you get a track that you're testing and tuning at, that, oh, now we've sprayed the left hand for radials and the right hand for slicks. Now what you've done is screwed it up for everybody. Because if you got a grudge race, what lane are you going to get? Because one's good. One's good. The other one sucks. Bracket racers are looking for consistency, leaving the starting line. Most of them leave fairly soft, unless you, other than your class cars, so that they can get out there and hit the number every time. The best way to win a bracket race is to dial that puppy in as slow as you can and make it consistent. Leave good, get a good reaction, and run slow to the other end. Because the guy beside you is probably like the rest of us. He's done built him this motor, and he's going to run a 450. He's dialing it in at a 450. Okay, by the rules, NHRA rules, and even track rules, there is no limit to what you can dial a car into. And I've checked this with a lot of tracks. If I come up there with a four-cylinder diesel car that I can make a 00 light, and I dial it in at 49.99, I get to go 45 seconds before you do. If I get a good light, you will never catch me, because you're going to sit there in your transmission and the torque converter is going to get hot. You're going to get an itchy finger. Your foot's going to start trembling, and you're going to say, well, is my light broke? And that's how you win bracket races. Back to you, sir.
I know, and I know this answer to this question, because I had a professional junior dragster tell me. On the junior dragster, you know, the little junior dragsters on it, you know, since the track be so sticky and they tires be stuck and sometimes they can't get off the line, what's the best way for them little junior dragster cars to go down the track on a sticky track? I know the answer already, so don't lie to me.
Add air pressure to the tires. It's the best way to do it. As you add air pressure to the tires, you can slip the clutch. You can change the timing. But the easiest and quickest way is to add pressure. As you add pressure, the tire grows. It pulls the sides of the bottom of the slick up and into a radius, and you narrow the patch of contact. As you narrow that patch of contact, you reduce the amount of traction. So the quickest and easiest way to do it is just add air pressure.
Well, now, Ernie, I don't see them junior dragsters sit on the line and they can't get started because they're stuck in one spot. Now, how you unstick them, Ernie? That's what I meant. That's what I was trying to get at. How you unstick them, Ernie?
You quickly turn the ignition on and off. And that releases the clutch.
Don't do no stuff like that, Ernie. What the hell I got to do with sticking on the truck, Ernie?
When they've done their burnout and you're pushing them backwards, and if they're hard to push back, by turning the ignition quickly on and off, there's usually a toggle switch right there about by the engine, and that's what they do. And it lets it reset the clutch, and you can roll it back. Now, you talk about
if my junior dragster listening to this, catch me and let me know if that's right or wrong. I just see them rock them back and forward and then let them go. That's what I see them do.
Well, yeah, I mean, but usually when they're rocking back and forth, they are making sure that the clutch has reset. They're not necessarily stuck to the track. They want to make sure that that motor is ready to go. So by doing the quick reset, it releases the tension on the belt, and you're able to, you push it back and forth to make sure that it has reset If not, you're going to bog car leaving the start.
I might be telling some secrets in junior drafts, the reason I shouldn't be telling, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Now, we sponsor Willie Tower and his son, Blake, on a junior dragster. And when he stages it, when he leaves, he carries the front tires about a foot and a half.
How old is Willie Toler? Oh, I just thought about it. How old is Willie Toler's son, Ernie?
Blake is about 11 years old now.
Okay,
11
okay. I got a girl. I got a girl out in Florida. I'll bring him up here and make her tan his ass up, Ernie. I got a girl out in Florida.
Well,
I get up here and make her tan his ass up, Ernie.
We're talking about Blake Toler now, and he has been track champion for the last 4 or 5 years.
Well,
the only reason he was
a track champion was because she didn't run it the track he was running it.
Well, you know what that tells me? She's afraid to go to a good track.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to do something about that.
He ain't going to cut her no slack.
She don't want no slack.
She ain't going to get it.
Okay.
And she's going to come up here, and she goes back with a tail between her legs, saying, well, that light wasn't right. My track was this way.
Every time she come up here, she take that money home, Ernie.
Okay. But
every time she come up here, she take that damn money back home, Ernie.
Well, you know, are you going on dial-in or are you going heads up?
No, run with your brong and hope you run a god dog on there.
Okay. See, that's outlaw class.
Okay.
That's not what he does. Dragster classes, they run indexes. And
okay.
So, right. No, that wouldn't
tell
work
him
now.
Tell him to keep bracket racing then, because I get Jessica Pollard to come up here from JP3 Racing and tear his ass out the socket. Look at the pictures I just sent you, Ernie. I just sent you the pictures, Ernie. You see that little girl on there?
I've seen the pictures.
She's a badass.
But you know, when you're talking about unlimited motors,
yeah,
you got to remember the go kart that I had would run 530s in the eighth mile. It would run 149 in the quarter mile. So you know, you get outlaw. Where do you go?
Right. I got you. Honestly, I got you, Ernie. Okay. I didn't know whether he did a bracket race or whether he just whatever. Yeah. She do both of them though. She bracket race and. And she a bracket racer, but she really is an outlaw grudge racer too, though. She a bad
girl. Yeah, outlaw
grudge
racer, outlaw car.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are limited to a base 6 horsepower block, and of course you can get the block Zillas and the stroker crankshafts, but you're only going to make so much horsepower. Unlimited, you can make 40 horsepower, 50 horsepower.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ernie, good show, Ernie. We back up on that time again. Go ahead and get on out of here, because it keeps raining in the morning and hot in the evening, Ernie. So get us out of here, Ernie. Get us out of here.
All right, Megan. All right, guys. Here I am. It's that time again. If I can help you, you need equipment, give me a call. CompuCart Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. 1-800 number, 1-800-NITROUS. At least it started with an N, damn it. Jesus Christ. That's where your mind gets faster than your tongue. Renegade Racing Fuels, Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance, FTI Transmissions and Converters down in Florida, and Lawyer Man. Back to you, dog. Guys, y'all have fun. Be safe. Check your trailer and make sure it's good. I don't want to hear breakdowns.
Yes, sir.
Back to you, dog.
Okay, big man.
Love you.
Appreciate you, brother. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, that was Big Ernie. Big Ernie, now we finna get a little appetizer going on here, y'all. We got a little appetizer. A little appetizer, y'all. A little appetizer. A little advertising, whether you like it or not, we call it the Castro Real Minute, the Castro Real Minute. Yes, sir.
I got something I would like to tell you. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you today, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and say, for God I live, and for God I'm willing to die. You may not feel like you need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, when someone calls and you won't be able to no longer ask, please listen to me and take this advice.
I see it 1,001 times. And Lord's will, I probably see it 1,000 more. It's just something about my brother. He knows what song to play at the appointed time. You know, I don't want to hold my brothers too long today, but it's something that was said in service yesterday, and I just can't. My pastor told a young lady yesterday when she spoke, he said, I'm going to steal your sermon. And I got to call him and let him know I stole it today. So I went through it with my family this morning. I'm going to give it to you guys. When you get an opportunity, just grab your Bibles, go to the book of Mark, the 9th chapter of Mark. And if you feel like Brother D do, you can start reading. Say, just start reading around the 11th, 12th verse and read it through the 29th, and you'll pick up what I'm seeing. You know, the sermon went yesterday that says we can't do a lot of things today that we feel that we should be able to do because we have no power. When we look at it in a carnal mind, we can't spank our kids like we did or like our parents did when we was coming up. Your aunties, your uncles could get a hold to you, your cousins, your next-door neighbor. And all you did was hope they didn't go tell your mother or your father for fear you'd get some more. Well, DCFS taking that away. Now you fast forward. Now you can't go here or you can't go there. And you can't hang on your front porch. Police want to come along and tell you to go and make you go in your own house. And what I'm trying to get you to see is that we just have no power anymore. And the reason we don't have any power is because we have walked ourselves away from the almighty power. The verses that I'm telling my brothers and sisters, I want them to look over today, I want to give you a key word. One key word I want you to hang your hat on today. And that key word, it's going to be C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N, compassion. The young lady went on to tell us yesterday, she says that not only do we not have any power, we just don't have any compassion. And when you take the love compassion, and power. If you take those three things together and take them out, it's like you're lost without a cause. And as I prepare to get out of here real quick, I want to have a few minutes today. I want to ask you all of you to tune in tomorrow, brother. You may speak a little more on this. But as you prepare to read this chapter here I gave you, you're going to see where there was a young man that he had been sick from birth. He was falling in fire, gritting his teeth, almost drowning. And the parents just didn't know what to do. So they went to the disciples, and the disciples could do nothing. The disciples came to Jesus, and Jesus asked the question, how long have you been with me, and yet you still don't know? Oh, I want you all to read that. Jesus told the young man, he said, stretch out your hand. And when the young man stretched out his hand, the Bible don't tell us he touched the man. He just said, stretch it out. And he was restored. See, that's power. And we can have that type of power, but we got to get it through Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
I want you all to read Mark 9. And Brother D will expound a little more tomorrow. Chapter 9, and like I said, start around the 11th verse, 11 through 29. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Rodolphe, back to you, my brother.
Okay. Appreciate it, Brother D, for that Castro moment, that Castro moment. Now we're trying to get into the real deal. Wheelchair, y'all get in there. Wheelchair.
Five inch or below versus small block boost. If I get more than 8 cars, all the money stay in. 8 cars, $500 a car, and I'm going to put $5,000 on top.
Good God. All right,
then we got the small block nitrous shootout, $150. If I get 8 cars, $5,000 purse. Mm. And we got the Pee Wee League. It's an invitational deal where the little local guy that's always supporting the track, when the big guys can't make it out, it's something for them to do. They're going to put in $100, and I'm going to put $1,000 on top of that. We already got like 15 or 16 already that sent their little deposit for the Pee Wee League. So, dog, I think we're going to end up about 28 on.
Damn.
No problem. Yeah. Whatever it is, wheelchair, we'll make it
work. No, we'll be on the mic. If you got kids, I'm going to try to get the little pool basket for the kids where they can reach in there and pull out them some money. Whatever they get, they keep. And that's
yes,
all
sir.
On me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, y'all,
yes, sir.
If y'all in town, come on out. KJ Films, we'll be on the property filming. Jay Malcolm will be out there filming. You want pictures of your car? Trey Lawson will be out there. So, hey, we can get you some pictures of your cars, whatever you want to do.
Oh,
all right, Willie.
Okay, appreciate it. Kids, you got anything to say, kid, before we get going started here? I got something to bring up today. You got anything, kid?
No, I was just congratulations on Jamie going undefeated at his race.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. Well, no, he didn't go undefeated now. He didn't go undefeated, kid.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, okay.
Didn't you hear Wheelchair? He won 5-5 from Black Gold. Why you think he won 5-5?
Old Black Camaro, kind of dangerous.
Well, he kicked fentanyl in there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Jamie was out of fentanyl, so he didn't go on the
field. Like I said, dog.
You got it.
Five and five.
Let me see. Is Trigger Man on the phone? Hit the one button. Trigger Man on the phone. I need Trigger Man. I don't pull the call his damn ass because he already know to get on here himself. I need Trigger Man on the phone. Flop, I need you on the phone, too. I take that back. I need Vincent Maxwell. Vincent Maxwell, hit the one button. I need Vincent Maxwell on the phone.
Oh, man.
Okay, now somebody just...
Hold on. Somebody just
hit the one button, got their number anonymous. That means their number blocked. Let me see what this is. Hey, I just opened your mic. Who is this? Hello? I just opened your mic. Hello? I'm gonna knock him off. I'm telling y'all, it came up anonymous. I'm knocking him out. He wasn't paying attention to his number. Let me see what the hell. Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. That cowboy here. There you go. That Jamie and cowboy right there already. Come on in here, cow Jamie.
What's up, Willie Dog?
What's up, man? I was just gonna call you, but I was getting mad because you wasn't already on him. So go ahead and get in the bush. Yes, sir. Go ahead and get your report, baby. Go on and get your report, baby.
Oh, yeah, dog. Like I said, man, no medication seven. This is 7th annual no medication, man. I believe this is about the best one, best rain event, dog, with a lot of things going on. I think this is one of the best events right here, dog. And like I said, I appreciate everybody who came out. Appreciate everybody who came, shared the flyer. I said, dog, just thank everybody. You know what I mean? Like, dog, it's just so much to say, but, you know what I mean, everybody understands. But like I said, I'm just happy about the situation as far as how the crowded it was. And, dog, I know you ain't but one person, and a lot of racers try to run over the staff because they don't really know what's what. But, you know, but on Saturday, like I said, dog, I tried to do as much as I could, which is step in and help.
You made a hell of a difference. You made a hell of a difference coming up here. You did, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. But like I say, I want to thank the South Carolina Motorplex staff, Jimmy Bradshaw, Tom and Jeff, man, them guys, they tackled the racetrack, the prep. Crystal, I want to thank her for everything she did. You know, she made Crystal and Crystal Chavis, you know, dog along with you, like I said, man, the biggest thing was, like I said, trying to change the staging lanes. And like I said, I want to give a props out to Chris Tootin also, because Chris Tootin was one of the ones that had made a post about how long he was sitting in the staging lanes when that COVID had hit. And like I said, he posted it on Facebook, and ever since then, that sort of was one of the main goals to where I want, you know what I mean, people sitting in the staging lanes long. So I want to thank Chris Tootin for that. That was a, you know, he, I ain't going to say, you know, it was a bad post, but it was, you know what I mean, directed where we promote at. But, you know what I mean, he sort of was just complaining about how long he sat in the staging lane. But some people maybe thought that was bad, but that was a good post. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we took that and learned from that. And like I said, that's what made the staging lanes run pretty smoother as far as how many cars in the lanes. And like I said, man, I think next year we're going to have to change the damn name for No Medication to something with Frankie, Joseph Wells or some shit. Because Frankie, like, he just tried to take over No Medication.
Yeah, he just took over, man.
Him and Marky, they just took over, man. Like I said, congrats to them. Frankie won the off the trailer shootout, dog. I swear that's the best off the trailer shootout I've seen.
Yes, sir.
That was the best off the trailer race I've seen, dog. And like I said, it was ran smooth, man. We had 12 fast cars, and the pot was, it was $3,000, man. They was running for it, man. It seemed like that shootout probably was better damn near than a $10,000 shootout set.
No, it was three thousand, Jamie.
I know that what I said. I said it was $3,000. I said it was more exciting than the damn $10,000.
Yeah,
it was more exciting than a $10,000 shootout. But
yes, sir.
Like I said, props out to Frankie, man. And Frankie won the all the trailer shootout Friday night and Mike Hill and nephew. Congrats to them. They won the G-Body shootout. They put something together and they won the G-Body shootout Friday night. And we roll in the Saturday, dog, again. Congrats again to Marquise and Frankie. You know, I think who was the runner-up Friday night, dog? I forgot about Friday. Runner-up. Congrats to them, too, but I can't remember who the runner-up was. Oh, Method.
Hold on,
Method,
I got it.
Method.
I got it, yeah. Method, yeah, I got it, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate Method for coming out as well. And like I say, Saturday, congrats to Joseph Wells and crew. Like I said, man, them boys, they got that car on the rail. I mean, it's going to take a bad team to knock that down. I mean, I ain't seen Frankie yet in probably
one or
two damn near abort no pass. You know what I mean? That car's on the rail. That car on the rail. Yeah. That car and Keisha, them two right there is something to see right there as far as coming off the trailer, doing what they do. So them two right there, dog, is my pick as being the ones you damn near don't want to see in a damn shootout. Because you know, if you see them in a shootout, you get a damn head knocked off. So that's just my pick on them two as far as coming to the track and trying to enter a shootout. If you see them two cars there, it's proven. It ain't nothing about because Keisha in our camp. It's proven. It's proven facts.
Yeah, you're right.
So
it's Wicked Worlds, yeah.
Moving right along, dog, we had the all-steel, all-glass shootout. Keisha won all steel up a glass shootout. Props out to Rodney Campbell. Smoke was the runner up. The one of the exciting moments out there, dog, was like I said, man, we ain't have but a couple, but the junior drafting shootout. Man, that junior drafting stuff starting to brew. You know what I mean? It's starting to brew up a little bit. Congrats to Jerriana Pollard.
Yeah.
Congrats to them from Florida. Man, dog, you know, them people came in there, man, they ain't had but a smart car and a damn junior dress, and they had more equipment than TMR had, and we had about three cars there, dog. They came in a damn stacker, dog.
But, Jamie, you took the words out of my mouth. You took the words out of my mouth about the junior dress. You know you and my either for your year finale or something, they got 10, we're going to get 10 of them together and let them put up $1,000 a piece, and they want to run for $10,000, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been getting phone calls about that all day, dog. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Jimmy Chavis, you know, he one of the smart ones, one of the faster ones up in this area here. He thought, you know what I'm saying, he was going to take Jerriana down. But when I seen Jerriana and them had that motor covered up, they let me know right there they had to run and bought some kind of outlaw damn motor, man. I think they took the motor out of Joseph Wells. They took the motor out of Joseph Wells and put on the back of that damn thing, dog.
But, Jamie, when they got ready to run, Jamie, what did you come on there and tell me to do? And everybody in the stand was that. What you told me to do, Jamie?
Yeah, I announced that how much they were running for, dog.
About how much but I'm talking about you told, me, you told me to hype it up, though. Did you see everybody in the stands standing up there on that run?
Oh, yeah. I saw people coming running, dog. I saw people coming running up there, yeah. You know what I'm saying, to the fence and to the beach. I watch all that kind of stuff, dog. Oh, yeah, people were coming running up there, dog. And, but, yeah, like I said, man, props out to them. Dog, I'm going to tell you, I seen a post today. Jerry Honor called Jimmy out, the same two junior drafts, and said 1,000 on 10 of shutter. Two damn junior drafts, dog. Oh, yeah. But on to the next, like I say, man, what else? Yeah, the All-Star Jazz, Junior Jazz shootout. Like I say, appreciate everybody who had grudges. You know what I mean? It was a lot of grudges out there. Man, we had people from all over, dog. Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, DMV. Everybody came and showed love, dog. Like I say, appreciate everybody.
Who came out.
Even though I think one car driver didn't make it. He got the plane, took him elsewhere, I think. So we had a car in the property, but I think the damn crew, the plane took them elsewhere. I think the plane took them to the motor. But one person was out there, dog, with his car without a driver crew there. You know, I think he thought they were racing in the Virginia Motors.
Well, since you said that about the, what's your comment, Jamie? We want to send about the DMV. Oh, J.C. Richardson. J.C. Richardson. Hold up. J.C. Richardson came down with that 69 Steel Camaro. He looked damn good, Jamie. He looked good out there.
Oh, yeah. J.C.
Richardson.
He looked good. Oh, yeah, this is the Blue Malibu did, too. The Blue Malibu did, too, I think.
Salt and Pepper.
No, the Blue Malibu, dog. Salt and Pepper.
The Blue Salt and Pepper? Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah. But, shit, dog. I don't know, dog. Yeah.
That's good.
Like I said, man, everything went good, dog. Everything was good. He couldn't ask for no better weather. You know what I mean? He couldn't ask for nothing no better, dog. I mean, if you missed it, you missed a good one. And like I said, we're going to do it again next year. Same place, same weekend. No medication. Eight, dog. And,
all right. Appreciate
like
you,
Oh, yeah, dog. And this weekend, like I said, Wheelchair, I know he got his race coming up down in Macon. Wheelchair got some action going on down there in Macon. So if y'all in the area, y'all go out there. Wheelchair and TMR and Big Jake will be out in Texas, dog. Ferris, Texas, XRP.
Yes, sir.
Man, we got some of the baddest of the baddest shootout going on starting Friday night, dog. We already got 24 calls, and as y'all know, old Ricky been itching to get across somebody's ass. I think Ricky can't stand to see that damn Joseph Wells keep going across that internet. Well, you know, with that damn, with them damn shootouts, but they're gonna be one to see right there. I don't know. Dog, I mean, Joseph Wells and Salty, you got to get up to them crew there. I mean, if it's somewhere to go, they going. And they going racing. They ain't back down. But, man, the return of Salty will be there. The return of Salty will be there.
Okay.
But, man,
okay.
Who keeps naming Bobby Cole? Bobby Cole dropped out the top five this weekend. Stop saying Bobby
Cole.
Top four coming up.
Top four coming up, Jamie. But hold on. I just got a text. Jamie. What's this? This ugly ass look like a Monte Carlo in you? They said, "What the hold up? You scared of him or what? What caused this ugly ass Monte Carlo?"
Yeah, but you send that text back to him and tell him, "Wasn't Dwayne there this weekend? Didn't?"
Is that a Teflon Don?
Teflon Don. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got time to follow up.
I ain't gonna tell you who said it, but the initial is Alan Cook. I ain't gonna tell you his name. The initial is Alan Cook.
Oh yeah, well he better go on in the kitchen and cook something there, cause that right there, you know what I'm saying. He better go in the kitchen and cook up something, dog. But at the end of the day, dog, we were just at the racetrack. Dwayne was just at the racetrack, and I gave Dwayne once Keisha was kissed, I gave Dwayne time enough to get the damn car ready to make it over there. So at the end of the day, dog, you know what I'm saying. He's trying to battle on Facebook. But we ain't trying to battle on favor. We're trying to battle in his fucking pocket, dog. And any G-body, Keisha, we ready to fucking go. All y'all that make fake call-outs and stuff like that, Keisha ready to go. We'll be in Texas this weekend. Keisha ready to fucking go, dog. Nothing to talk about. We got everything sorted out, ironed out. Yeah, we took a loss this week. We took a loss with Fit and All against Black Gold, but You know, our crew wanted to, you know, give some action to the Black Gold crew. Went out there and tried it. We came up short. But that didn't stop us. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I'm saying, dog? We pretty much ready to go. TMR is like DT say, we trained to go, dog. So, you know, Ghostbusters back. You know what I'm saying? Well, we did have a problem with it in the train. I think Tim will get it checked out. But, dog, we pretty much back and ready to race, dog. So, ain't nothing to talk about.
Right.
So, from here, on out to the...
Yeah. You know, Star to B, the return of Star to B. Star to B coming back full force. You know, he locked in with the Macho Man out there in Texas. That's a damn pro mod car. You know that, right?
I ain't most. I don't know. You say locked in with who?
With Macho Man. That's one of the bad jokers out there in Texas. Out there, he locked in already with them.
That's Jamie. What's his name? Old Cop? Hancock Old Cop?
Well, y'all get together. And know y'all. Like I said, wheelchairs. We'll be over here making that wheelchair. I'll be a wheelchair race. Like you said before, Jamie. I wish I could split myself in half and go to both one of them, but. I'll be over here in Macon, but I've been out there, like I said, in Texas. Y'all going to have one hell of a show, too. And like I said, we hope both shows are successful. That's all we can hope for. And everybody go on safe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that ain't
okay.
Gonna stop that, dog. Like I said, man, that's it, dog.
Okay. All right, Trigger, stand by then, because I know I got some interesting stuff you might want to hear. You might want to come in on later on, so just stand by. Just stand by. That's all I can tell you. Wheelchair, I had to close your mic, Wheelchair, because you got all that noise on your line, man. I told you, grown men don't know how to mute their mic. Grown men. Wheelchair, when nobody on your phone talking but you, everybody else should have been on mute, man. They had all that noise in the background, Wheelchair. Hey, Flop, I need you on the phone because I don't want Kid and I don't want Jughead because I don't want to be explaining this shit three or four times because you know Kid ain't smart and Jughead dumb and Kid. So, Flop, do me a favor. Tonight I'm begging you. I'm begging you to hit the one button because I don't want to run through this scenario but one time. All I want to do is run into it one time and see how the people are doing. Plus, I got free tickets. We got a winner for wheelchair race. I got two free tickets, and I'll tell you the winner shortly. Hey, Flop, how you doing, Flop?
I hate to see a grown man beg. What's up, dog?
Well, I'm a big Flop, because I don't want to go through this but one time because sometimes it takes smart people to understand where I'm coming from. Now, I got... If I didn't get 17, no, hold on a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 19 texts at the day, Flop. Listen up. I need you to listen up real good, Flop. You can say what you want to call it the way it is. I just want to know how you feel. I got 17 texts today. No, 19 texts. I got 19 texts today about the Thought, the Jackass, and the Lamont Sanford. Now, 16 of them said that fentanyl, which is the car that ran Black Gold, should be the Thought and the Jackass, Flop. Listen to me what I'm saying now. Now, fentanyl ran Black Gold, Flop. That's the car everybody in the world been scared to even fucking run. They went out there and ran them, and they got beat. So would you think they should be the Thought or the Jackass because they went out there and ran them, Flop? Talk to me.
Not necessarily the Thought. The Jackass, I might put the Lamont Sanford on them, but then again, dog, you can look at them for being the dummy, but on the other hand, you can look at it as a sign of bravery of being the innovator, be like, fuck it, I'm going to be the first one that's had it gone the other way. We wouldn't be having this conversation now.
Yeah, sir.
So, you know, we love to step on them when they lose, and nobody ever seems to see a good spot, a good place, or have a good vision when you lose, but it's still a learning lesson. But now I bet you $100 to a bucket of shit, everybody going to analyze that race, and they going to make some adjustments, and then Black Gold may get a little more action behind it because fentanyl was the first one to step off the bridge and say, let me try this.
Well, Flop, now that's my point, Flop. That's what I was getting to. If every mother, that car been out there begging for a girls race since it came out. Nobody would run them. Now, we know it's more people out there that's fast and fentanyl are supposed to be tough and fentanyl. I said fentanyl, instead of doing some bullets, some Lamont Sanford or Jackass or dumb shit, I think that was some bad shit to me, Flop. Talk to me about that part of it, Flop.
Yeah, dog, again, like I said, you know, when I first started talking, you could look at it as a sign of bravery and, you know, just take it how it is. But everybody going to analyze and they're going to take what they can take from it. But, hey, dog, in the end, let me say this, this me, no matter how you look at it, a loss is a loss, and I don't glorify losing. I learn from my losses or, you know, other people's losses, but I don't glorify losing. So he still get one of them titles bestowed on him. And then, again, it's everybody's personal opinion in the Bear Report. And, you know, you just got to take it as such.
Okay. Well, since you said it like that, Flop, and you're going to probably cuss me out for the night over, What would they fall on the Bear Report in Flop's eyes?
They would fill out two slots for me.
Oh, shit. Come on with it, Flop.
The Jackass and the Lamont Sanford.
Oh, Lord. Flop. Kid, help me out, kid. Where would they fall on the Bear Report for you, kid?
I don't know. I really can't say, but, dog, what was that, about a week ago or a couple weeks ago when the Orange Corvette ran him? Should they have been a jackass or whatever or what?
I didn't know the Orange Corvette ran him. What Orange Corvette ran him?
Well, then the Orange Corvette that ran Black Gale up there in, whatever.
No, he's saying Black. Hey,
hold up. Flop, you see why I asked for you, Flop? You see why I asked for you? Man, we ain't talking about no damn Black Gale. We said Black Gold, you dumb bastard.
What? Right. Black Gold.
Maul, you see
Black
what I mean?
Gold.
See what I mean, Maul? Maul, you see what I mean, Maul? Flop. Now, Flop, I ain't begging you no more, Flop. Fuck you, Flop, if you don't help me out no more, because you see what I mean? Fuck you, Flop.
But no, dog, you wrong, dog. You can't glorify losing. Hey,
you sure
at the end of the day, that man gave that man a spot and went out there and beat the brake shoes off for him. So you know,
I didn't know it was a spot involved, Maul.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I just, I want to get opinions because, like I said, you help me say Flop going to cook me up for the night over.
I'm going to tell you why it's not bad shit, dog, because I can't take Hangover and go out there and run goddamn Black Gold and you call it bad shit.
Hey, dog, and I'm going to go with this. If me, Maul, and Kid standing there and your reputation said, man, that Willie dog a bad motherfucker. Man, that nigga done knocked out four motherfuckers' lights out. Man, I'm not finna get in there and tell Maul the Kid, fuck y'all, I'm gonna knock his ass. I'm gonna push Maul the Kid ass in front of me. I ain't stepping my ass out there. I'm a jackass for going in there first.
Right.
Shit, hey, Maul,
I got you.
Yeah.
So you can't go, especially when I'm
Flop was. Hell no.
Well, see, the reason I asked Flop was, I wanted somebody that I didn't think had no hate. Some of the texts I get is because of hate, not because of the body of work. But we're involved in that a little bit later. Y'all stay, hold tight for me, Maul. Y'all, don't nobody say that. I got new people want to say something. 910-9425, come in, talk to me. 910. Oh, no, you got too much noise already, man. I ain't going to cut you off, but you already got noise. You know damn well how you going to hit the one, but you might have just got thrown in there, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Pajo, what the hell you want, Pajo? Come on in there, homeboy. What you want, homeboy?
I'm just getting in there and start laughing with my boy, Maul.
You want to start laughing. Man, we don't start laughing until we got serious shit going on now. You only laugh now unless you got some good input. Maul did got some good input. Now, there's two people that came on here and said you don't glorify losing. But I need somebody on here to defend that. I ain't going to open Jamie and them mic up. Yep, Jamie and them. I disagree. I don't disagree about you don't glorify losing, but I see that another way. That's why I said for the night over, y'all going to cuss me to talk to me, Flop.
Here's some more controversy, dog.
Oh,
you've
shit.
Been known, although I do see sometimes where you do make this to be untrue, but It's been known that Willie Dog like to glorify goddamn Jamie, so maybe you taking up for him a little bit.
That is true, Jamie. I mean, Flop, but in this situation, I'm
Flop,
not. The reason I'm saying it, Flop, but listen to me what I'm saying, Flop. I done came on this motherfucker every week. Every week I come on here and say, why don't nobody try Black Gold? Everybody scared of him. He ain't run nobody. Wasn't nobody run him, Flop, for a month. Damn me, I done come on here and beg. Why don't nobody? So to me, for them to go out there and run him, even with a spot, it was pretty good to me now, Flop. But like I said, y'all can cuss me out. I tell you, y'all can cuss me out, though. I got to speak with that, though. Hold on, let me see what Twin got to say. Twin, dumbass, he's about almost like Kid and Jughead. Come on, Twin.
Hey, Dog, I might have to agree with you because nobody gonna step up to the plate and take the challenge. I mean, Jamie went out there, the man gave him what he wanted, and he still got beat. But just to go out there when nobody else went out there, you know what I mean? I gotta agree with you a little bit, Dog.
That's the only reason I'm saying, Flop. And it ain't because it's Jamie, it ain't because of nobody else. I'm just saying to me, the man couldn't get a damn race. He couldn't get a race. So talk to me, Flop.
Y'all
talk to me. Talk to me, y'all.
I don't wanna hear that can't get a race. You can always get a race. It might not be what
not be,
you,
be
wanna
you want
to do, but you mm. yeah, right. But you can get one. Mm. And in this case, hey, it might not have been what Jamie wanted to do or who Fentanyl wanted to do, so but you can get a race. So I don't believe
so
it.
Mom,
I'm trying
about,
to think
of Mom, tell me about overdose, Mom. Mom, tell me about what Mom kind of overdose or hungover, or drunk out. What Mom? I can't never remember.
Dog.
What's your car name, Mom? Hangover.
Hangover. Dog.
Hangover. Yeah.
Hey,
come on,
dog.
Boy. Come on.
Hey, Dog. How was the raid? How did the raid look to you? Was it a close race?
Well, he had the gap, and so it was a close race. On considering, it was a put it this way, it was a damn good race. It was a damn good race, but Black Gold won with the gap. He won with the gap.
Okay, so I wouldn't say he no top because he didn't just keep getting up there, getting his ass passed around. So, and I ain't gonna call him no jackass. I'm gonna say this. He just didn't ask for enough. So you probably see the race again. He might want the break and something. Hell, he might try it again. So, I mean, they bring in action. So I never was one to call nobody jackass for getting up there trying to race. I mean, you know, he it ain't no different. You get up there head up with somebody and you get your ass beat, you get your ass beat. He tried something he thought he could win, really lost. Now, if he went back up there again and tried it again and again, I'd have been like, shit, he just thought because he was just passing it around. But, I mean, he tried.
Y'all hold this thought. Hold up, Flop. Y'all hold this thought for a minute. I got a new guest that ain't never spoke on here before. I don't know what the hell she's going to say. She's long-winded, so y'all give me a break, y'all, and just hold up for a minute. Hold up for a minute. Jessica Pollard, what you want, Jessica?
I just have a quick question on that comment you just made that he had it with the gap. Can y'all tell me what your definition of the gap is?
Oh, as long as you see space between the bumper of each car, as long as there's a space between the bumpers of each car.
Space between the bumpers of the car. Perfect. I'm back on mute.
All right. Thank you, baby. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Flop.
Hey,
go ahead, Flop.
I was just going to say to Danny Boy, well, I'm a little bit bolder, and I understand his reasons for not putting the jackass and all that on something. But like I said earlier, Danny, and that was a good question when you asked how did the race turn out? Because, again, like I said, a lot of people going to say, well, hell, he gapped Fentanyl. Well, I know I ran Fentanyl or such and such. It's going to be a lot of conversation in the background. He did
right
step
on,
up. Now, I'm going to say this. He was the Lamar Sanford, and I'm saying that because he didn't ask for enough. But don't nobody really know what nobody run until somebody get their ass up there and get an idea. So, you know, that's like when we saw, and I'm just using as an example, everybody thought Josie Wells was going to beat the fuck out of Bobby Cole They figured out real quick. Bobby fast. So now ain't no more. Hey, now all that extra talk about Bobby, you don't hear that shit no more. So, Flop, let me ask you this. Come on.
When people get up their head up and think they got enough and ain't got enough, ain't that the same thing? You know, when you go over there, you got 90% of the track
technically it is. I know what y'all
know. Flop, I want to do something else. Now, we heard all it again. Now, Jamie, if you're still on the phone, I need you to come in for your what's called. Does anybody else have anything to say about that before I bring Jamie on? He might want to defend himself, or he might want to just agree with what y'all said. Anybody else want to come on? And I got background noise, so I'm going to ask you, if you got your phone with background noise, tell the dumb motherfuckers on the phone. Let me finish. Tell the dumb motherfuckers on the phone to be quiet. Just put your phone on mute. Anybody else got anything they want to say about that? I done heard everybody. And everybody had a valid point.
So you know I'm long-winded.
That's like
I ain't
come
cool,
on.
Dog. I'm long.
Come on.
So listen. Okay, so this is the deal. I can't say, like, get him the thought of the jackass with all that racing over there and with all some of the shit that was done over there. So we talking about him being the jackass of the thought on the battle court. I can't just say that. Because there's a whole lot of more shit went on now. So I can't just finger him out and give him neither one of them.
Well, it was just a question. I just asked what position.
Hey, Doc, and before we go into Jamie, let me say this. The bad report is somebody's own personal opinion of what happened. It don't mean it's right or wrong. It's just their opinion. Of the events, what went on.
But see, the reason I throw it out there, Danny Boy, some people are, hold up, Danny Boy, listen up. The reason I put it out there was some people are texting me with, because they just don't like Jamie, not because of what happened. Y'all did it on what the base of the work, and that's what I was looking for. Y'all did it on the base of the work regardless of who it is. That's why I was asking it on the floor. But Danny Boy, go ahead. I'm gonna close the mic. I'm gonna seek it out. I'm gonna get Jamie back on and see who you want to defend his position on that. Go ahead, Danny Boy. You had something you want to say, right quick?
Well, see, that's another thing. That's another thing that I feel like Jamie had a great race. Jamie is great for the game, you know. But if there's one thing that I want to give Jamie, and it's some advice, and he can receive it however he want to receive it, because I think sometimes Jamie, and this is not personal, I think Jamie thinks more people against him than really is, and I think he fights for almost like every battle when people, you know, like have their opinion. But I've been telling Jamie a long time, if I feel like I'm right, that's what I'm going to stand on. And like now, I don't feel like he should get that. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that.
Beautiful.
So I'm going to stand up. And
we got it. Okay. We got it. I got one more hand to get up. Then I'm going to speak and I get Jamie back on there. I'm going to close everybody's mic because I want to make sure I don't have to keep on interrupting my damn self with all that damn background noise we got with these grown-ass, stupid-ass men can't put their fucking phones on mute. So I'm gonna mute them my goddamn self. Stupid motherfuckers can't even mute the phone. They grown ass fucking men. Trigger, you got the last comment before I get Jamie on there. What's on your mind?
What's up, Doc? So I just wanted to come on here and say I hear everything everybody's saying. And if you base it on the caliber of work and work itself, you might could give him a break. However, when you think about how he brought his rump on here last week with all that whooping and damn hollering, it just reverts back to the jackass of the week only because it's a little hate involved, biasness. Because
he's a jackass because he went out there and raced a bad motherfucker and got whooped. That make him a jackass?
And the
I'm
way he showed out before the race, like
well,
it reminded me. Yeah, he's worse than anybody, dog.
Right, let me stop fighting this case. Okay, Trick, let me stop fighting this case. Okay, I got you. I'm going to close up. I'm going to got one more hand up. And, Brother D, I done told you not to get in on my doggone discussions. I'm going to let you on it again. I done told you. What, Brother D? Brother D, you on
it. You caught me off guard. My hands went. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get on back out of the way.
I think everybody always knows Jerry, my man, 100. They know Jerry, my man. I'm going to say this. And this is directly to Danny Boy and Danny Boy only. We'll fight later, Danny. We're not going to fight right now. If we go with what Danny Boy said, I'm not saying what award he should get or what he shouldn't get. But I'm going to say this. He should get whatever he should get. If we're going to go with what Danny Boy is saying, then nobody, and I repeat, I double down on this, nobody could ever be called a thought Jack again.
Uh-oh. Good report. I'm going to hang you up now. He got a point there, boy. I told you, Flop going to cuss me out for the matter. He got a point there. Whether I like it or not. Let me see if Jamie's still on it. Trigger Man, you sit on there and hear that? Trigger Man.
What's up, Doc?
Did you hear all them discussions?
Oh, yeah. I got to go with what Brother D say. I mean, regardless of
all right,
the
come
fact,
on, come on.
You know, this is all opinionated. And at the end of the day, we as a team went out there and took it amongst ourselves to put up money to gamble. When we put up our money to gamble, we weren't thinking about if we lose, we're going to be the jackass. You see what I'm saying? We went up there, made our shakedown, and we feel like, you know what I'm saying, like any other race. You know what I'm saying? We thought we had enough to win and didn't. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. But we lost. We moving on. We going to Texas. And it's some other small blocks on here that call us out. We get back, and everybody don't notice. So ain't nothing to talk about, dog. We already knew that car was an elite car. We already seen the world would act like they couldn't even ask for a spot or something that they thought, you know what I'm saying, that they could get from the car to win. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, our team came together. We put our pot together, and we went out there and tried it. We came up short. And this show right here, as far as being a thought jackass Lamont Stafford, dog, this is something you do every week. That's just an opinionated thing. Somebody going to be the same thing if we get it next week, dog. So at the end of the day, Danny Boy, you know what I'm saying, like what you said, yeah, I take heed into what you said. I don't pretty much fight all battles like I used to, but I'm going to continue to fight them. But it's some battles I don't get into no more. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I am – you know what I'm saying, learning what battles to pick and what battles not to pick from. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, dog, we still here, and we still got oil pressure, and we still going to talk shit, so we still going to get our ass whooped, and somebody else, the other team going to get their ass whooped. So at the end of the day, dog, we DP ready. Ain't nothing to talk about, dog. Man, we still going to talk shit, and the ass cut ain't going to stop us from talking shit.
Yeah. One more thing, Jamie, and like I said, you don't have to fight that battle because the battle's already been fighting. And you see it sort of reverted back like I'm taking up for you, but I wasn't taking up for you. One more question, though. Somebody said everybody wanted to see you in Zaza run. Since y'all didn't run, did that come into your mind that you was going to run that race since Zaza didn't run you? Did that come in your mind? Was that had an effect on it? Did that come in your mind?
Well, dog, you got to look at it both sides. Well, what come in the mind is the owner. When the owner come to you or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else, you, me, the thought, the jackass, the award, or none of that. When the owner come to you and say, I feel good or whatnot, how you feel, and mm-hmm. I say, I feel mm-hmm. good, let's gamble, mm-hmm. nothing nobody else got to say matters, dog. You see what
Beautiful.
I'm saying? Nothing
Beautiful.
Nobody else
Beautiful.
Matters. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the
Beautiful.
Day, you know, that's how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? It ain't turned out in
Beautiful.
Our favor. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I can't override what the owner want to do. The owners of these cars, you know, they let us do what we want to do most of the time. And when they come, they rock with us or whatever when we make a decision, and I'm going to do the same. You got to rock with them when they make a decision. So that's that.
Good report. Stop. That's good enough. Good enough. I'm closing your mic. Now, Danny Boy, I was coming to you, but you don't do the jackass, so I got to go to Flop. Hey, Flop.
Yes, sir.
I need to Flop.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody... Flop, you said what they did fell in the category of jackass. Did you say that or did you not say that?
Jackass and Lamont Stafford.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you another question then, Flop. Ain't nobody mic on but you and Flop because I didn't want to go to Danny Boy because Danny Boy said he don't like to do this. Now, Flop, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you had a car out there and you was racing it and you raced two cars and you didn't turn the nitrous ballers on, or you went out there with an empty nitrous baller, is that a bigger jackass than getting your ass whooped by Black Gold? Which one is to you is the bigger jackass? Or is they on the same? Which one is?
Jackass shit is jackass shit, and dumbass shit is dumbass shit, which is a month sample. So They all equal to me, but me personally, I'm going to give a little more, a few more points to the motherfucker that forgot to cut the nitrous bottle on, because he's really dumb. He's really dumb.
You know, I came up on the show before, too, and asked the question about what's the difference between the jackass and the Lamont Sanford. Nobody could really care about which one of them was the worst. So I'm finna close your mic over and go to that long-winded motherfucker and hope he don't take all night to answer the motherfucker. Danny boy, what the difference between the jackass and the Lamont Sanford, Danny boy, Danny Joe. Now see, when I need that faggot, I can't get this son of a bitch. Hold on, let me find another motherfucker. I need to know the answer, because ain't nobody give me the answer. So let me see, can I go down here? I got to find somebody that can give me an answer that ain't scared. Shit, ain't nobody on this motherfucker. Everybody on here? I hate to do this. Brother D! Damn, I had to go to his motherfucker. Brother D! Get your black ass off mute. Brother D! When I need his black ass, he won't say nothing. Now how come? Y'all, all right, y'all going to make me go to Trigger? Brother D, is my mic on? Now see, now when I don't want to, when I want them to be quiet, they won't be quiet. Hey, Trigger Lee.
Yeah, dog.
Everybody leave. What's the difference between the jackass and the Lamont Sanford? What's the difference in between? What's the difference?
The Lamont Sanford is a big dummy. You big dummy. The jackass,
so what is a jackass?
Is exactly what it is. A jackass.
I mean, so you're a jackass if you go out there and take a hard race and lose. You're a jackass?
Well, it's circumstantial. And it's depending on who you're talking about. Remember
back
when
I'm
Magic...
Closing. I'm closing. I close it back. You too late. Y'all got me. Let me. I can't go to Jessica Pollock because she don't know nothing about this kind of tough shit. Let me go. Flock, I didn't want to do that. Flock, what's the difference between a jackass and Lamont Sanford, Flock? What's the difference, Flock? Somebody help me.
It's a big difference, dog. The Lamont Sanford is dumb, and the jackass, to me, is somebody that's stubborn and stupid. It's a big difference in stupid and dumb.
Well, I asked the question, Flock.
You know,
if you go out there and race a race that you think you can win with a spot or whatever, because you think you can win it, and you go out there and get your ass, why does that make you a jackass? Why does that make you a jackass?
Well, let me say this, dog. First of all, when asking that question, I think you go against what the rules of the Bear Report are, which is where that comes from. It's just everybody's personal opinion for whatever it is. It could be that with my little old car, I ran Salty Bitch head up. They could say I'm the biggest, stupidest motherfucker in the world.
Well, that's a jackass.
Yeah. Hey, but at the same token, they said he got to be the dumbest motherfucker, which could also make me the Lamont Sanford. But they the same. But one going to tend to outweigh the other, in my opinion, and stupidity outweighs being dumb. So, you know, it's a breakdown, a personal breakdown for me. So, you know, everybody got their own personal opinion, and I'll accept it. But let me say this too, dog. I've been wanting to say it since Danny Boy said something, and I think Trigger Man received it well. I liked that advice that he gave him about not fighting every battle. I think he's learning it because, like, it's – and then you said a little bit about it because there's some people sending the shit out of pure hate. Cause fuck Trigger Man, da 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 da. But my opinion is Trigger Man more than all right with me, and this is just entertainment purposes. So, and Danny Boy, if he take Danny Boy advice, which I think he is, he know he ain't got to be mad at me or cuss me out. Cause I called him the jackass and the Lamont Sanford, you know, cause of the race. Yeah, and so, you know, I think it's a sign of growth in there too. And Danny Boy, I like the way he was just leading him in that direction. So. That's all I want to say about that.
Okay. All right, hold on a minute. Somebody just said they got a question. Okay, hold on. All right, hold on, Flop. I'm gonna close you up just in case, Flop. I don't want to get my thoughts quick, y'all. Y'all hit me with a lot of questions. Like, Trigger, what's up, Trigger?
So my question, dog, is
remember when Magic Mike raced Salty Bitch? What was the difference between Jamie and Black Gold and Magic Mike and Salty Bitch?
They went out?
When Magic Mike raced Salty Bitch in Florida, what was the difference? What was the difference in what we see right now with Jamie this weekend that would make him not make every damn near every negative? What's the difference?
I want somebody else to let you know that because I really think that's a different scenario altogether. Flop, you want to take that question? Flop, help me out, Flop.
I was on mute, dog, but I'm going to stay on mute because I think it's an excellent question, and it's got a lot of weight to it, but I can't help it, but she on the phone.
That's why I say it's circumstantial. It's individual.
Hey, dog, you want me to help you out?
Come on.
Just tell Trika, and I'm doing this really with a serious side to it, but also, you know, with a little joking in there. Just refer her to the rules of the Bear Report. If
see, that's where the cop out is, so flop.
Yeah, right, Trika, right. But see, ain't nobody thought of that, Trika. And say, Trika, it's my Bear Report. I didn't want to make Jamie as bad as Magic Mike when they did damn the same shit. So, you know.
I'm just saying, because I'm just saying, like, I think he was awesome this weekend. You know, I'm the number one hater of TMR. I think he did a good job. However, I don't think that we should not give him the jackass because he did a good job and he went out there and did what Magic Mike did.
I think
you know what I'm saying? I don't take away from his overall
accomplishments and stuff, yeah.
For the weekend, however. On that Bear Report, dog, if you want to really, hone in on it, he deserves the jackass.
Hey,
and whoever
hey,
you're
dog.
Talking about with that nitrous problem deserves the Lamont Sanford.
Okay,
hey,
now, the man was trying to run Jamie like he was trying to run everybody else, and he specifically asked Jamie to race, and Jamie didn't race, what would Jamie be then? What would he be considered then?
Well, I can't say that, because if it was the fifth, we'd all be drunk, dog.
Well, you just asked the same question about what's the deal on that Magic Mike racing that. So you
that, did happen, that did happen,
but
though. That did happen, though.
But I know. I mean, that's a whole nother circumstance, though. I'm over here by the mic back over that y'all fight.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to be considered one-sided with it.
Hey,
Trika,
I got a question for you, Trika. Trika, I got a question for you. You don't mind. Trika.
Come on with the question. Don't worry about what she's minding or not.
I want to make sure she can hear me. Hey, Trika, I heard
I can
you
hear you.
You TMI number one hater. I just wanted to ask why.
I don't know.
Just for
kicks and giggles, because everybody loves me.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm just an oddball. Ain't no real deep-rooted problem.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah, ain't none.
Because, you know, I asked because that's one of the things that do the most racing out here.
Absolutely.
That's what we want. I'm like, is that what the fans want? Do they want somebody that do less racing and they love them to death? And then do they? But I was just acting like you said, it's just a fun thing. It ain't nothing.
Hey, Wick, but listen
to
this.
I like the
teams
that
race,
whether they lose, like they win or lose, like Dog, Tony Bynes, TMR.
But listen, I'm one person.
Yeah, I like
people
that race, whether they win or lose. I'm a fan of that team.
But you know what, though, Wick? It goes back to what's been said 1,001 times, though. 50% come to see you win. 50% come to see you lose. But be glad that 100% came. But now, I'm going to say this. I'll say this here.
Wait, Brother D, I wasn't done. Let me just get this out with Wick before you go into the next phase. Let me just get this part out real quick. I just want to say to you, though, Wick, because when Tony going and doing crazy stuff, it by 4 or 5 people jumped Tony. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody have nothing to say about that. Everybody's okay with that. Ain't nobody asking, why y'all hate Tony? You know what I'm saying?
So 1 to 1,000 is nothing. That's like a negative of 0.1% of a.
Said that you was a number absolutely. One hater. That made
you
ask.
Know, but
right.
you know I am. It's not a secret.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I asked why because you said it. Now I would never ask you why you would have said it because you know what I noticed on Treacle, and it goes with
yeah.
me and all. Well, they hate on me anyway. I never hardly get any props because they all get the text. That's cool with me. But I noticed that the guys that do less racing get more props. Than the guys that do a lot of racing. I know.
I don't know.
In the
I care a lot of.
In the
I
trend
think
now.
The,
well, I
yeah,
mean, it's obvious.
I think,
it's just in the trend
yeah.
now. It, not, it
yeah.
ain't big.
But look at,
it's just like the trend that's going now.
You're right. Look at LeBron James. How many people hate him? He can't worry about that.
Well, I ain't coming
on
LeBron James because the racing is different from LeBron James.
I'm just
that's
no. It's
totally
the
different.
Same. It's the same difference
for that,
because
though,
in racing. It's always what you're doing. And
yeah.
doing
but
and
there's
racing
a, there's a
racing.
Reason for that, though, Wick. You said the one that does the most racing gets the most hating. We have to also
yeah.
remember and understand that the one that does the most racing is giving you, he's giving the fans, the public, more of an opportunity to hate on him.
Right,
the one that's doing
right.
the less
okay.
racing,
okay.
he not getting
hey,
back.
Hey,
you know
Brother
saying?
D, now that's not why I hate him.
Hold
I say
hold
I'm
up.
The number
no,
one hater.
Hold on, I'm glad D getting on something.
My show wife, let me say this.
D getting on
something.
Hey,
D.
Yeah, he is getting on the show.
That's what I was trying to get at with you, D. It seems like that is the trend, and it seems like that's why guys don't want to race. But they don't want people to...
But
say things
but
about their
watch,
race, how they racing.
But watch this here, though, and I don't know if you heard my comment or not, but my comment was that he might be at 100, but if he don't get everything that he got coming, then we could never, which I don't do it no way, but the show could never give the thot, and the jack no more. He can't be omitted from it if he got it coming.
Right.
But he
right.
But
right.
Now look what he said. Look what he said. He said the first thing he said, he came on, he said, "Hey, I agree with Brother D said." In other words, he came on to take whatever he got coming like a man's supposed to do it. He ready for the next
right.
race.
Right.
That's what I mean when I said the one that do the most racing, they give you the most opportunities to hate on them. But
right.
can't
no,
win
I agree with that.
But
wait, let me say this though, Wick. But wait, let me say this though. Let me say this though, Whit.
Yeah,
you got to understand. A lot of people don't dislike him because he races. A lot of people don't dislike him for what he do. He is the Tasmanian devil, and sometimes that is the problem.
Be honest
it
with you,
nothing to do.
We actually done passed Jamie. We was just talking about in general.
Oh, I asked you to pass, but you asked me a question, so I'm still on Jamie, right, Whit? That's what you came in here on. So I need you to leave with that and then come back again on something else. Because we don't
already
need
told you.
God
I feel truthful. I think you was truthful, and I believe what you say. You say, hey, it's just bullshitting and shooting and just shooting and shit. I respect that.
You
ain't got to say no more.
I would never want anything to happen to the man.
But,
I would never want no bad things to happen. But
I like
when he get his ass whooped because he talked too damn much. So that's exactly
that's right.
my thing. Like, people say they like
right.
when people get on me because I get too much sometimes. People get on me. People like that, too. But guess what? Ain't nobody crying about that. Man, move on to the next. And if you're saying that's
yeah,
why people don't
want
to race, then people don't belong on this phone when they don't because they don't want to race when people say something about them. Everybody can't say
right.
something good because it would be no world of turn.
Yeah, I just want to ask that question. You know, you answered what I wanted, really.
Oh, okay.
He answered so what I was thinking. So I mean, it's all good. Still a lot of racing going on.
Yeah. Man, if somebody can't take whatever comes to him for a week or whatnot, however dog got his thing going on, it is what it is. If you
right,
if you
Jamie, say that again.
Whatnot,
I just said that.
If you can't take a whatnot, you know what I'm saying. You don't get the bow, you get this or get that. Man, it is what it is. Danny boy, you know what I'm saying. You did been telling me that. I ain't graduated from Danny boy. It's time to work now, Danny. I got TMR got all these cars up now, steady working on them. Man, the negative time I got to try to, that I used to try to put on there, I ain't got the time no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all that negative going back and forth with each other, how I used to do it, man, my time going into what I got to do to this car, that car, that car. But it's overwhelming pretty much sometimes. So, you know, y'all, you know, you ain't going to see that as much now, Dan. And that's just that.
Like see with Marquise Hatton race up and downtown, and he kind of quiet with it, so he get a little less, he get less slack because he's so low key. But a lot of times when people, not too much on this show. I'm not making a comparison to them because they're both amazing drivers. They're both just amazing individuals in what they do. Yeah, but
and
you
dog,
know,
you
we
called me, dog. I was in the tub. I couldn't get to the phone.
Man, we don't want to hear that about you being in no tub, man. We passed that, D.
I was doing something the keyboard don't do. My bad.
Oh my God.
Good God Almighty.
Now, I'm gonna say this. Let me say this, y'all be cool now. Y'all finish our time joke. We got that noise again. See, I try to be nice and leave all y'all dumb motherfuckers mic open, but then you got all that goddamn noise because you grown ass men don't know how to mute your own phone, you stupid motherfucker. That's why your old ladies always catch you fucking up, because you don't know how to mute your phone and she hear you. But anyway, what I was gonna say is, Flop's going to cuss me out. I'm going to let Flop cuss me out because I called Flop for the official what I want to hear tonight. Some people say, dog, you're scared to tell dog this or you're scared to tell dog that. Ain't nobody got nothing to be scared to tell dog. Tell me whatever you want to. I'm going to do what I want anyway, and I'm going to take it to best. Some advice I take, some I don't. But what I was saying was, this week, to me, it was a whole bunch of jackasses in Lamont Sanford. It was five or six of them that I don't even want to talk about. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, on the bad report, I didn't do a Lamont sample or jackass. I didn't do it. So that's why I'm going to get
cussed out
because I didn't do it. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand you're not doing it. But see, the thing I don't like about that is come next week, it'll be a Lamont sample and a jackass. I feel like it just got to be them.
Okay, but that's what I'm trying to say.
That's just my opinion.
I take it. With you 100% right. With you 1,000% right. Because guess what? You was on there too. They say your dumb ass come on there just like Jamie talking all that shit, and you didn't even come up to the damn track. They your name was in it too.
Nah, I ain't come on there talking no shit about that track. They lied, man. They lied.
No. I said talking shit. I'm saying talking. No, hold on. I'm just letting you know how people do. Right. My point I'm making right now, and Flop is the only one that can cuss me out, Flop and Maul, the only somebody I'm going to take a cussing from, is that it's opinionated. My opinion, there was so many jackasses and so many Lamont Sanford this week, I didn't do one. I didn't put one on the Barry Pope. When I do one, then it normally they put one or two motherfuckers, and I can go and put them on there. So I take the hit this week, but I take the hit. But that's why.
But like
I said,
if I do something next week, I'll be on there. And I ain't tripping because I done been everything on the Barry Report. Everything on the Barry Report. So, yeah.
So, what I'm finna do is,
I done been everything
It's getting late. It's getting late. Some people, I want to always do the bad report before I get off the air. Plus, y'all might want to see that sorry-ass fucking game that's coming on tonight, which Miami's going to probably get their ass tore up, but the guys in Florida don't think so. I'm closing everybody. Go ahead, Flop. Go ahead.
For you do your bear report, since you omitting some of the categories, your fucking bear report this week ain't the official bear report.
I ain't said it was official yet. It's only going to be official until I say it, motherfucking. If you don't like it, you know what you can do.
Yeah, I can tell you, fuck your bear report. It's your own personal opinion. You and Maul
can do that. Nobody but you and Maul, I'm going to take it from. The rest of them, they can fuck my elbow. But anyway, Flop, give my disclaimer for the bear report, and then give me your bear report, Flop. You the only mic over
I ain't giving no bear report, and the disclaimer is, a bear report is your own personal opinion. It does not make it right. It does not make it wrong. Everybody is entitled to give their own bear report and what they see as the bear, bully, et cetera, et cetera. Again, it does not make it right or wrong. It is your interpretation or your version of what happened in racing that you knew about. And I don't have a bear report, dog.
Thank you, Flop. Well said. Thank you. Closing Flop up. All right, we finna do the bear report, y'all. We finna do the bear report in there. Unofficial bear report will be coming shortly. So let me go down there. Which, I don't know, Maul, I hate you, I might get cussed out again. A wheelchair. Anybody on your line got a bear report, or you got a bear report off a wheelchair line? Whoever on wheelchair mm-hmm. line, we got a bear report.
The bear? The bear? Gonna be Black Gold. The Bully. Marquise and Joseph Wall. And the Cub is gonna be that purple challenges Jalen now. That's all I got, dog.
Okay, good report, wheelchair. Good report. All right, anybody else on the wheelchair line? Anybody else on the wheelchair line?
Yeah, dog, I got one, dog.
Come on in, Molly. Come on, Mom.
It's pretty much the same as Chill. The Bears, Bears Black Gold. The damn Bullets, right. Marquis, Joseph Will. The uh-huh. Cub is the little purple challenger. And the Thot is
yes,
Vendetta.
Oh, I like that. I like that only because I'm hating. Thank you, Ma. anybody else on wheelchair line? Anybody else on wheelchair line? Anybody else on wheelchair line? I appreciate y'all. And, boy, this week I said Maul and Flop. Don't know somebody I'm going to take a cousin from. All right, I'm closing up. Kid, my main man. Where you at, Kid? Kid been good today, though. Hey, Kid, you got a better phone in the comments, Kid.
No,
come on with
no,
it, Kid.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything, dog.
Okay. Well, then, Kid, I was wondering why you didn't send him about that man that got ran over at Milan down there. We God bless his soul. We saw that somebody got killed, but got to stop. Some of y'all need to stay behind them damn cars on the starting line.
Did he get killed or what? You know, I really just heard about it last night.
Yeah, they said he got killed. Got ran over and got killed. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'll keep a lot of them off the line, hopefully.
Well, I ain't going to say that, but we need to get off the line. We need to start paying close attention to it, like I said. But, okay, Kid, no problem. Trigger Man, I ain't going to open your mic because it was your event. I'm not going to have you. I'm not going to open Trigger Man mic. Flop ain't got, man. I'm going down the list, y'all. Y'all bear with me. Y'all going. Pajo, you got a bad report, Pajo? My homeboy. Pajo, you got a bad report. Pajo. Homeboy. My homeboy from Alabama, Pajo, he don't got no bad report. Okay, I'm going to close him up. Hey, where did Jessica Pollard go to? Jessica Pollard, did you leave me, girl? A twin, you got a bad report. Twin, you got a bad report, twin. Jessica Pollard, come on back here, girl. Twin, you got a bad report, twin. All right, twin ain't saying nothing. Okay, I'm closing him up. All right, hold on. I'm going to get everybody, whether you like it or not. Trigger Lee, you got a bear report, Trigger. My girl. Trigger.
You have a bear report, dog.
You got one?
Yeah, I do.
Come on with it.
My bear gonna be Black Gold. My bully gonna be Josie Wells.
Okay.
My cub, I'm gonna give it to Keisha.
Okay. Good report. That's
and
damn good report.
My host of the week going to TMR.
Of course, it's a big damn race. It can't be nothing but the host, you dumb shithead. Okay, Trigger. Okay, Trigger. That Trigger, she's trying to be nice, goddammit. I mean, I know damn well she damn near killed herself when she said Keisha. Brother D, what you got a bad report? Anybody on your line? Brother D, you don't do the bad report, but I'm going to still ask you. Anybody on your line got a bad report, Brother D?
Anybody on my line with a bear report, you know I don't do it. I got a couple guys on my line.
Okay, I got you.
Speak now, Trevor, hold your peace.
Oh, Jessica Pollard, she got kicked off the show. That means her doggone raggedy phone had a glitch in it. All right, Jessica, you got kicked off. You know, if you didn't call right back immediately, you couldn't get back on. So if you're on the Internet listening, you just have to listen on the Internet, and you won't get a chance to say your bear report in public. We love you, Jessica Pollard, JP3 Racing, Jerry Anna, and Jay. One hell of a little team with the junior dragsters, y'all. All right, guys, I'm finna get it. Flop said, hold on. Let me see. Flop said, I got to get it. It can't be official. It's the official, unofficial bad report. And like I said, guys, there was some stuff going on this week that I'm a pussy, y'all. I'm a pussy. Sometimes when I see guys out there struggling and working so hard, I just, my conscience won't let me goddamn it dog them out, man. My conscience just won't let me do it. I'm human too, y'all. I'm getting old. So y'all give me y'all don't be too hard on me. Maul and Flop, y'all can cuss me out. The rest of y'all, don't be too hard on me. Flop just said, here's the official, unofficial bad report. And a lot of y'all are getting mad. But like I said, it's my opinion, and it's the body of work. The bear of the week everybody in the world thought it was going to be Black Gold. The Bear of the Week is Josie Wells, Frankie, and Marquise. That's the Bear of the Week. The Cub of the Week is that little truck they call Patches, John Smith. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. And the winner of the tickets is Shavaz Bates. Racer of the Week of the event is Rodney Campbell, a.k.a. Smoke. The thing that's on the battery report he got, Shavaz Bates got it right. He got two free tickets to wheelchair race. Just coming in and see me in a wheelchair, you got two free tickets. Smoke was a racer of the event. Smoke got in there. Smoke came down there. No argument, no fussing, no nothing. He got in there. Anything on that off the trailer race, he came in and got on the other race, and he just wasn't complaining and wasn't nothing. Everything we asked him to do, he came and did it. That's what I mean by I wish Smoke and Nephew was, I wish all the racers was like that. Man, we have so much better racing without all the fussing and cussing and everything, just doing what the hell we supposed to do and going out there and race. Bully of the Week was Black Gold. Bully of the Week was Black Gold, Chad Argo. The Thot was Plain Jane and K9 Racing. The Jackass and Little Mont Sanford. I didn't do one this week. Most impressive was Bullet Bill, because a lot of people did. I forgot it. I didn't bring it up because nobody did, but a lot of people text me, besides them people that text me, said Tony Bynes should have been in there somewhere. But see, I told y'all, Tony Bynes did come. He just fooled y'all. Most and Trigger, you could have said Tony Bynes talked just as much shit as Jamie, so you could put him in the same boat with Jamie. If you're going to put Jamie in that boat, Tony Bynes should be right in there with him. Most impressive was Big Bullet Bill, Kenny Fox and crew. Honorable mention was Big Keisha from TMR, and they also won the All Steel All Glass, too. Driver of the Week was Marquise Haddon and Josie Wells. Best Racer of the Week was, believe it or not, was the kids. The junior drafter of Jerry Anna Pollard of JP3 Racing and Aiden Chavis of Chavis Racing and the junior dragster. To me, that was the best race of the week because we had a packed house at that time. We put them in the middle of the race, and everybody out there was on their feet standing and cheering for those kids, man. So to me, that was the best race of the week. The two junior dragsters was Jerry Anna Pollard out of Florida with the JP3 Racing and Aiden Chavis out of South Carolina with Chavis Racing. Best host of the week was the three girls, Candace, Crystal, and Christy, the three C's. Candace, Crystal, and Christy, the owner, operator, and advisor at the South Carolina Motorplex. So that's my unofficial, official bear report. The Bear, Frankie G, Marquise Haddon, and Josie Wells, the Cub, John Smith, and Patches. Race of the event was Smoke out of Florida. The Bullet of the Week was Black Gold. The Thot was Plain Jamie, K9 Racing, Jackass, and Lamont Sanford. I didn't do one this week. Most impressive was Bullet Bill, Kenny Fox, and the crew out of the DMV. Honorable mention was Big Keisha. Big Keisha looked damn good for y'all, but if I kept on saying so, y'all was going to say I was sucking Jamie Pecker and his wee-wee or whatever you want to call it. The driver of the week to me was Marquise Haddon because Marquise Haddon was on his job straight down Broadway every fucking pass. You had to be there to see it. Marquise Haddon, best race of the week was the junior drafters of Jerry Anna Pollard and Aiden Chavis. And the best host of the week was Candace, Crystal, and Christy. The three ladies down there, that's the owner, operator, and advisor down at the South Carolina Motorplex, a.k.a. Orenburg. That is the unofficial official of Barry Pope. Y'all can cuss me out on here, but personally, I ain't going to take but two. I'm going to tell you right now, so if you don't want me to talk about your ugly-ass kids or your ugly-ass wife or your grandmama or somebody, don't cuss me. Don't mess with me. We'll tell your mic home. Kids, your mic home. I ain't going to cuss you out too bad. Trigger man, your mic go flop you old.
I know.
I'm going down the line. I'm moving y'all back up.
I think
baby.
You did pretty good.
Hey,
thank you.
What a dog. Is either one of them junior drags to electric or what?
Now, who got all the noise, man? Now, come on, man.
Somebody's
doing
something crazy on the phone.
Is that one of
them? Either one of those junior drags to electric.
Oh, no, they're not electric. Let me close this. Let me see. I don't know where that noise
is
coming from. Keep
sound like somebody. Sound like somebody earpiece. Sound like somebody earpiece.
Yeah.
Or something.
All right. What? Yeah. Okay. I got it. I think I got it. Yeah. What's up, Pike? How you doing, Pike? How you doing? Hey, Flop. Under the circumstances, you think that was it okay, Flop? Well, damn it. I let me close that mic. Just wait. Let me.
Who there with
that
noise,
yo?
Yeah, they killing me.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Flop,
so,
don't you answer
under the circumstances, Flop, you think that bad report was okay?
I think it was bullshit because you ain't do the complete report.
Well, Flop, well, make your mind up. Flop,
it was,
you made
it,
me
it,
feel
it,
good.
It, it,
Flop,
it was
I was
good,
feeling
it was
good,
but you left that shit out.
Oh, well, now, well, like I said, we had a lot of hate on Jamie part. We had a lot of hate on Witt part. We had a lot of hate on Boss Bowen part.
I don't think anybody that goes out, I don't think anybody that goes out there and actually tries to race should get the jackass of Lamont Sanford. Now, I don't agree with that. I mean, Jamie went out there and tried something and got beat. He just well could have won a damn race. So, I mean, shit happened, but he went and raced. But I still think you should have included it. I ain't saying Jamie should have got it, but somebody should have
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Well, who you
you're right. But to me,
hold
on. Let me answer my own question, y'all. To me, I don't think that was the jackass. I tell you who I think the jackass was, but I didn't, that, to me that wasn't the jackass.
No, dog. Let him give me jackass, dog.
I don't think I don't think anybody that goes out there and tries a race should be the jackass.
Okay.
Now I feel like if you're gonna go out there, you know, and turn all your valves loose on your water tanks and your overflow tanks where you don't race.
Now that right there ain't gonna do it. We ain't gonna allow this today, dog. We're not gonna allow this today. We ain't gonna allow this today, dog. Don't let that man do that, dog. Come on now, dog.
Come on, everybody got their own opinions. Everybody got their own opinions on everything they do.
I'm just saying stuff like that. It should be the jackass, not actually trying to race.
But you can't say that's what really happened, though. We can't say that. We got to stop with the speculation
sometimes. I'm just saying in theory. I just gave an example.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you talking
okay.
about, Tricky.
Oh, okay. Because in theory,
you know
in theory they were
know.
Saying.
Do you know something I don't know, Tricky?
No, I don't know none.
Okay.
You ain't smart
okay.
enough, Ricky, to get
well,
me like that. Nah, that's too much. No, I don't know nothing. Not today.
Good report, Richard.
Y'all go ahead and talk. I'm over here on Facebook doing my thing. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. I'm on Facebook posting my stuff, man. Y'all go ahead and keep the show going for me.
Go ahead, Miles. Go ahead.
I'm up here eating, man. Yeah.
No, Miles, don't leave me out, Miles. You can't be eating, Miles. You got to... Eat on mute and come back and laugh or talk some shit or something. Now. You can't just be eating and being calm. You got to start some shit or laugh. Or
shit.
Get cussed out
I'm
or
listening
something.
To Ricky here. Ricky made a good point.
My point's over. Done with it. I'm done with it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know if that was
the way y'all talking, I'll just kick it out the damn report then.
I was finna say you might want to start a petition to get it completely thrown off the bail report.
No, you can't
do
take
that
it off,
dog,
because it's
yeah.
because if people go out there and do some jackass stuff, when
you ain't gonna take a motherfucking thing off the bail report.
That's bullshit.
Bail report
that ain't
change.
Going nowhere.
Bail report don't change because certain motherfuckers get on it. No, the bail report don't
come
change. Fuck
new.
All that dumb shit.
Come on, well,
damn,
Bobby.
Bobby,
thank
Bobby,
you,
Bobby,
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 thank
Bobby,
you,
Bobby, 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 Bobby,
Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby,
Well, you know, Dalton got a little soft today, Bobby, so we're going to excuse him.
Oh,
you know,
man. Not soft as butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you supposed to go up motherfucking lab and do that? Motherfucker tying out
that
$22,000 and he ain't the jackass. I don't know what
it exactly. is. Exactly.
Exactly.
You got a point.
Tell about
Bobby. It was a whole lot about that, Bobby. It was a whole lot about that.
I've ever seen in the goddamn way after racing, man. Lincoln went to neutral, snorted on the car till the man got to the finish line. Y'all gave him the jackass. God
damn.
Damn
so did.
Oh, man. Damn right. And it
give
wouldn't be fair to
that
can't,
deserve
can't
it. Don't
cut
give
it out now.
That don't deserve it. Now, that's
yep.
backwards. That's
yep.
giving it to a motherfucker that don't deserve it versus getting to a motherfucker that deserve it. He deserve it.
He deserves it.
You got a point there, Bob.
Rightfully so.
Hell yeah.
That was his this week, him.
That motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't keep the show on
it's,
without me talking. Y'all motherfuckers can't
it's
keep the
his
show
for the, it's his for the taking this week here now. I don't give a damn what dog say. We all know what the official.
mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go by
watch
the official.
Watch out, Tricky. Don't start pointing fingers at me now. You know, I get in your ass.
I'm going to watch out. I'm going to watch out, dog. I'm going to stay out the way now.
Yeah. Oh, like a little
you got it.
But the Bobby, let me tell you something. You got to realize,
favoritism got to stop, dog. This favoritism stuff got to stop.
Hold up, Ricky. Will you shut the fuck up? Let me finish what I'm finna say, you big head motherfucker. Y'all got to realize, the guy that timed out, Bobby, is not on the radar for our group. So that's why I didn't even put him on there. You got to be somebody that's in our circle. He's not in our circle. That's why he didn't get it, though. But that should have been the damn jackass. Right. You're right. That's the jackass
sound
over
like
all the jackasses, the shit he did.
Sound like me.
Fuck you,
sound
kid.
Like me, you prejudice.
I'm one-sided, okay. But I told you, I give my show toward my audience. They not on my radar. They not on my radar. But like Bobby said, see, Bobby know that. Nobody else. Can't nobody on here besides somebody who really know him that's on this show here know who the hell that was that Bobby talking about.
I don't even know him. Once you hear that shit, goddammit, you got to identify it. If you was at the race, you motherfucker, that was a dude.
If I came on here and said Josephine Barlow was the thought of the week, don't nobody know who the hell she is. What good is that, man?
Well, that's the way I do it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we keep my show going. I'm like, keep the show going. Let's go. Father, I think it was damn near $7,000. I don't know if it was a piece or not, but it was a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Damn. Together,
but that's a lot of goddamn money.
A whole lot.
But they did some goddamn racing over there.
Who the hell done gave Dre my phone number, man? Y'all shouldn't have done.
Somebody get Alan B on too. I'm on Facebook trying to get my shit together. I ain't got time to call nobody right now. I told him Alan B always calling me later. Hey man, who got all the noise? I'm gonna come back and find all that shit now. I'm gonna come back and find all that noise. Trust me. You better get it out while you can.
Hey dog, whoever got the noise, just hang them up. Just hang them up.
I'm gonna do it when I'm filing rings on motive. I'm finna go to mute. I ain't gonna say you get an exception, but you get people that talk regular get an exception. I know sometimes you're working. I'm just talking about the motherfucker that just
you don't get no exception, dog. Get him out of here, dog. Hey, Miles, can you hear that noise from the airport?
Now he's being off on the line control.
Well, he knows a lot of jackass shit, and he just making an exception to the rule. I don't understand.
Hey, did you hear the motherfucker talking about him getting old? Motherfucker, you been old? Shit, what the hell are you talking about, dog?
No favoritism.
He ain't the Memphis gangster no more. Ja Morant, the Memphis gangster.
He ain't lying.
Kid, you a damn fool.
But you know where his ass at, though. They ran on back to Carolina. He took that damn ass out of Mo, yeah.
I ain't gonna tell y'all about it. Hey, Ma. I ain't gonna tell you. You know how they be kissing Moraine? I ain't gonna tell you, Bobby, kiss Moraine. Come on, dog. Let me buy you lunch. Let me buy you dinner. I was like, all right, Bobby. Come on. I let him go.
Oh, man.
Thank you, dog. What's going on, Kenny?
You know you can't.
Oh, I had opened it and closed it back up because you wouldn't say it. I had opened it and closed
it. I know it, man. You didn't give me time to say nothing, man. God damn.
Who that juice brain?
What's going on, Bobby?
You ain't talking that. I hear you filing them damn rings. So if you ain't talking, put it on mute while you filing them damn rings out here. Yeah.
Bobby sent the message. He let you know, goddammit, he going fast and he billing his own shit. He over there filing rings. So keep fucking around.
Oh, man.
He going to be filing somebody's ass in a weekend.
Well, they said Bobby was a jackass for pulling that car all the way over there unloaded, and they run nobody too now. So he was in the jackass running too.
Oh. Well, hold on. Man. Let me ask you this. Hold on. How come he can't be like y'all said Black Gold was? He can't get a race. Now, don't make it one.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Joseph Wells, come on, want to go to his ass. A flop.
No,
like
Joseph Wells.
You're making excuses,
though. Hold on.
You're making excuses.
Joseph Wells. Hold on, Joseph Wells had to dance to Bobby's tune. Bobby don't dance to Joseph's tune. You forgot what happened the last time he got up there now.
I went over I went over there to make sure that the motherfucker get my money. So when I get over there this weekend, he had that money when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a pimp. You got to sit around and wait on the motherfucker to go get that money.
Now everybody went on mute.
Hey,
but you know what, though?
Somebody said, hold up. I just got a text. Somebody said Bobby don't dictate shit. He beat him in a shootout. Oh, shit.
Man, that was a grudge race. They gambled.
We bet money on the side.
I know you
bet, goddamn.
I didn't say I said it. I just said I got a text. I said it.
36.1. And you know, being a jackass, I'll take that for being a jackass. But come and spend $1,300 to support a motherfucker that can't support me, I spend $1,300. I'm a jackass. I'd rather be one.
No,
but I would love
I
to have
say,
a whole lot of more jackass.
I didn't say it now.
I would love to see a whole lot of more jackasses that had their motherfucking cars running that didn't come support my man that gave a good goddamn race. But you know what? The race was successful without the motherfucking jackass that just stayed at home.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Damn sure was.
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when you do it, Bobby.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I'm always going to support.
When you're on top, Bobby, they always got bad shit to say. If you had stayed at home, they'd have been saying, Bobby didn't go and support the man.
Why do we as people worry about what other people care about what we do? Why don't we just do what we want to do?
Oh, shit.
That's what we do, but some people like dictating what we do.
Oh, shit.
Right. But that's the thing, Bobby. If I come to your raid, let's say I throw a raise in Edenton. Hell, do I want you to come? What am I saying then if you don't come to Eden and come to my damn raid? I think we all in racing should just do what we want to do. You know, whether somebody come to your raid, hell, I come to your raid all the time. Shit, I'm in the Jamie raid. It's people that ain't been to Jamie raid that he may go to.
I mean, I came to the raid, but, you know, I had to do the best thing was most important for me.
What's up, baby?
I got Frankie locked in
for
the challenge next week. And I had to get some work done in my motor.
You
ain't
got the one motel.
For real? How long have you been working?
Fucked it up for somewhere and
okay.
Lost
Eden
the house.
Ain't got the one motel.
Money.
You said Edenton ain't got the one motel.
Damn.
Well, I said Bobby. Bobby Cole here. He can come at my house and stay. I'm talking to the individual, not the people, to the some motherfuckers in the background. I was talking to Bobby Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I got Frankie locked in. You know, for $10,000 at wheelchair, right? And I got to do some shit to my car before I go run it again. It wouldn't have been running up under the best of power for me to go out there and fuck it up for nothing to make those many passes. And I'm only limited on my passes right now. I'm going to get me some rods, and I got it all ironed out. Plus, Jack was at no prep racing, and there wasn't nothing I can do. He was racing.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel was not there either, so. So I kind of support it. And I'm sorry that I couldn't do more for
you. You ain't got to defend yourself, Bobby. You did what you wanted to do, whether you like or whether anybody like it or not. You did what the fuck you wanted to do.
Nah, dog. I wanted to defend himself, dog, because he started defending me, dog, because he sounded like a pro spectator. Uh-oh. So I wanted to lay the platform out, dog, and let everybody know what it feel like to be a pro spectator that supports,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right,
these
right.
races too, dog. So go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that race will come.
Bobby, I see who you following them goddamn rings, Bobby.
Well, I was going to mute. I'm going to let you talk. I mean, I'm
talking.
He's
good, dog. Let him go, dog.
Right on.
We had him, dog. He was doing some real therapeutic shit, dog. So when you're doing real therapeutic shit, you go to speaking real shit. You know what I'm saying? So we had him, dog.
I don't want him to mess around and put the wrong rings in there and then Joseph Webb whip his ass and he said, damn,
nah,
I forgot the
fire lighter. I ain't going to do that. Where Wick go, dog? Where Wick go? Wick says some good shit, though.
Wick says some good shit
about the racing with a lot of people racing again, you know, again less credit than the people that are not racing. He said some good shit. Come on, Wick. Come on, man. Help dog out, man. You wanted OGs in the game. Put the shit down, baby.
Well, I like everything that's going on in the game. To be honest with you, Ma. I just say stuff and throw stuff out there, you know, that I see. You know what I'm saying? That you know that I think other people are paying attention to. But everything that's going on in the game, I'm enjoying it. I like it. You know what I'm saying? It's racing. You're getting a lot of racing every event you go to. I mean, what more can you ask for? You're getting a lot of spectators. They're packing the houses, grudging, everybody grudging. You got the new gen cars stepping up, doing a lot of racing. You got the 484 cars. They, like I said, that Joseph Well boy, them boys, shit, they moving around. That's what I like right there, what them boys doing. They going. They ain't complaining. Like Dawg said, smoking them, come out there, no complaining, get out there, race. This and that, you know. I like everything. I ain't got nothing negative to say about it. I'm just speaking on certain stuff. I have nothing negative to say about racing, you know.
Right.
Everything is going well to me.
I think racing just like life, Wick. You got to take the good and the bad and the ugly with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
And speaking of life, it's part of our lifestyle that what we love to do is watch racing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it
is what it is, you know what I mean?
But,
you know, you pick your race, you go to it, you're able to go to it, you ain't, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
some people that get critiqued, you know, but I think the people that normally get critiqued and talked about more are the ones that are out there on the platform. Because I noticed when Frank and them lose, you don't hear much ragging on them.
No.
You know, certain guys that lose, you don't hear much ragging because you don't see them out there doing a lot of shit talking, you know what I'm saying? And shit, even with Jamie, I love when Jamie do the shit talking shit. Why wouldn't he talk shit? I like the shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's learning more and more. I listen to him. He's learning more and more to take the bullshit with it because of what he put out there. You put your ass out there, they gonna goddamn, you know, they gonna get on your ass when you go down. They're just part of the game.
The further your ass stick out, the more it's gonna chop off, Mama.
Right. It's just like Mike Hill probably the biggest. Mike Hill, Bobby. I say Mike Hill. I'm gonna use Mike. Mike probably the biggest motherfucker in the game. But you don't hear a lot of people talk about Mike much, you know, rag him or whatever, because he stay quiet, you know what I'm saying? He don't put himself out there to be ragged or whatnot.
I made the thing of Mike Hill the realest OG in the game. I was kind of serious when I was saying that. You know, I was kind of, you know, I look at the game and look across the game and look at the grudge game. He wanted the realest, you know, realest OGs in the game. I'm serious about that.
Right.
You know,
he
pull
OG,
all around,
you know
just pull it all around. His attitude, you know how he carry himself. You know, he stick on. He stand on what he stand on. We can joke and play and all that. He stand on. You know, he stand on what he stand on. When he go out there, he like to be in full force. He don't want to go out there halfway. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He
right.
stood on that since he been in the game.
Right.
You know me,
right.
I jump out there, you know what I'm saying, and go. It don't matter to me. Everybody
Gonna
got their own pressure. Yeah. Everybody
like
got
it.
Their own pressure, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he one of the real OGs out there.
Right, right. It just come with it. Smoke been around racing. Smoke don't get ragged much because you don't see smoke on the social media part of it. You get your ass on that social media and goddamn talk that shit, some motherfucker gonna wait on you to lose or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's just part of it. I be loving the shit though, hell. I like to see Jamie. I like to see people doing good and be happy with what they're doing, but I also want to see them be humble, you know, be humble and fuck what a motherfucker got to say. If you
have,
out there doing that shit, fuck them.
I
want to
ask you a question. Have Marquis and Jamie race each other?
I'm pretty sure they have. I think they have with.
Yeah, I want to know that.
That's a good damn question, boy. Damn.
They was on each other ass at the track this weekend.
Yeah. No, I said how they ever race each other, you know.
How they ever race each other. Yeah, that's a good damn question.
Yeah. I think
that'll
be a good
sure.
one.
That'll
be a good one right there.
Mm-hmm. You got a quiet boy and a loud boy.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
But Marquis pretty, you know, he pretty quiet, though.
Marquis quiet, but he rough.
Yeah, but he rough on that track. Marquis let the track do more of the talking.
Yeah.
And nah,
he'll talk to you too. He will,
but you know,
yeah, but he's quiet.
Right, him. Yeah. I think the drivers with that we talk. I think what drives Trigger is Trigger talking shit. If Trigger don't talk shit, Trigger ain't gonna be worth a shit.
Yeah.
So tell it, throw a little bit every now and then. Marquis will get on your ass every now and then. I think that what makes them good at what they do. You know what I'm saying? That what make Jamie
I think Jamie raised him in Romeo. And he was in something. And
they
Jamie,
probably
in
have,
Romeo.
Y'all.
Okay.
But not
like
at the big stage. Yeah. Jamie get that motherfucking backstab or
Backstab or whatever, right, and run jump. Hey, Maul, that was him and Zaza. They both got it on down there this week. That's what it's supposed to be. They both got it on this week.
Well,
he's driving Zaza. That's who drives Zaza.
Yeah. Okay.
But that thing, if Jamie was driving Frankie down there in Bad Officer, when Jamie beat Frankie down there, boy.
Yeah, that'd have been a good one, Ma. That'd have been a good one. Got a point there.
What you saying? Frankie lost because he's driving? Or what you trying to say?
Well, he wrecked.
No, he just
wanted to. I was just saying they were talking about the matchup. They were just talking about them two driving against each other, you know.
Two bad motherfuckers. Yeah.
Now he's driving that particular car, so, you know what I'm saying? We just talking about on that level.
Yeah.
But them boys are good drivers. I think Marquis younger than Jamie, dog. Shit. You see, Jamie about a year younger than me.
Yeah, he is.
Marquis
still
like 34.
Marquis
gonna be around for a long. He gonna be around for a long time, dog.
I think they said Marquis in his 20s.
Yeah, he younger.
No, he ain't no
motherfucker.
He didn't know goddamn 20s. Now, come on now.
No, I thought they say 28, 29.
Oh, okay.
He young, dog. He young as a motherfucker now.
I'm not sure.
Somebody get on here and find out how old the fact it is. Somebody get the fact
that
on this
motherfucker ain't no 20 nothing. He won't see 20 no more. Well, I might knock his ass back into the 20, but he ain't 20 now.
32.
Hey, I just got it. He's 28.
He ain't shit like that. That motherfucker ain't no fucking 28.
That's gonna be young, Bobby. That's gonna be young as hell.
You're a goddamn liar.
Jamie 10 years older than fucking Marquis.
Damn sure him. Jamie a fucking old motherfucker compared to Marquis. Jamie about 39,
40. Jamie think
37. Jamie about 39. Goddamn liar. Jamie damn near 40. I'm 42. Shit, Jamie,
About a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Right?
Talk to me.
Hey, fellas, I ain't trying to cut y'all off. Hey, can I forward them tickets to another race? It's in the lucky motherfucker.
No, if you can't make it, motherfucker, you forfeit it, motherfucker.
Get it.
Oh, man, not to forfeit.
If you ain't there to do it, if you ain't there, just like the promoters with that money. If you ain't there to collect it, we're going to put it back in our pocket.
I got you, dog. Pass them on, dog.
But you did win, though.
Yeah, I see. I was just fucking off. Damn.
Now we're gonna honor your tickets, man. Where you going to? We're gonna honor your tickets.
Bobby, let me do this. This my.
We're gonna honor your
ticket.
Where you going to?
This my area, Bobby.
This my area, Bobby. Come on, take Ray.
Hey, Bobby, I'm getting away shit to the race, motherfucker. This my area. Don't make me out the damn guy, motherfucker.
He got some for Wilton. Fuck Wilton. He gonna pay me for him in a
while. Bobby, don't worry about it. I'm gonna go get me a cup of that shine you got down there,
boy. Oh, man, not the moonshine. No, they got them shine. That shine costs what it costs to get in the mission of the dog. I don't finish up y'all, but damn that.
Yeah. You give a motherfucker, how did you give a Negro an inch? You take a mile.
Damn. Well,
I didn't want to say that about the black folks, but that's where they is. Thank you, Freddy.
Hey, dog. Fuck that, dog. We're going to make the race. Y'all getting off hands now. Give up that
well,
damn.
I got a new shake-up. It's a new shake-up for the top folks
in
the 5 inches below.
Yeah.
I got a new shake-up.
Okay.
There you go.
Go ahead,
well,
dog. Go ahead with it, dog.
You gotta look at it. You gotta look on Facebook to get it.
You're right, motherfucker.
No. Come on, let's hear that motherfucker shake
up. I got a shake up.
Let me hear
the shake up. It's top. The top four, but it's a shake up in it. It had a big shake up in that motherfucker.
Oh man, not the milkshake.
hey, man, my phone.
I damn near
had to get a new phone, man. Many motherfucking haters I got on my phone this week, man. Y'all should have seen it. Y'all ought to see the goddamn texts I got, man.
You almost threw the phone, dog. Buy a new.
Man, come on, man. Man, I got so many motherfuckers.
What kind of hate
tick?
Read the hate tick, dog.
I want to hear
the goddamn
shake up.
They on Bobby Cole. They on Witt. They on Jamie. They on Tony Bynes. I mean, damn, they name any of the top motherfuckers they own, bro.
Give it to me, and you ain't got to do nothing. But give me mine. I'm gonna straighten it out. If I don't straighten it out,
what they on me for, man?
Because your mouth on this show. They mad at you because you didn't show up at the show.
I represent Bobby.
You told me to tell Bobby to fuck himself. That's what you told me to tell Bobby
Damn.
To fuck himself.
No.
We ain't do that.
We was in there.
Ain't no damn. Oh, it's we now.
Oh man, not the we foundation.
Did you send the text?
Yeah, man. They still mad.
Well, we you. It's easy to get on your ass because you damn sure throw it out there to get on. God damn it. But you know how to get them off when they get them on there. But they,
oh, man.
It was on your
ass.
Throw that ass in the circle.
It was a whole lot of people on Tony Bynes' ass now. It was a whole lot of people on Tony's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people don't
try to race, though. He ain't got shit. His colleague in the water. Hell, he ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, that's the only thing he said, his dumb ass. Now, that's the only thing he said, his ass.
Yeah.
Damn, Bobby.
Somebody
got that. That's Bobby. He got an exemption. That's Bobby over there filing them goddamn sorry ass rings.
All right, let me go on mute. Yeah, I'm gonna let Wick talk. I'm going.
Hey, he gonna be done file all the goddamn shit off of him. Ain't gonna be no damn good.
Yeah, oh man, not the Dollar General
he
rings.
He got a big race coming up. He better file them motherfucker right.
Hey, I just got a text from Frankie. Frankie said that the filing them rings ain't gonna do no good. Frankie said he gonna file his ass when he get to him.
Law,
damn.
Have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie whooping all them goddamn jabronis ain't gonna help him whoop me. He needs to be practicing for me.
Just the can, bitch.
Hold on, let me get Frank on this motherfucker. Y'all think I be bullshitting. He only listening on the internet. Oh, y'all, the internet go off in 10 minutes, so y'all better get on somebody's phone just in case we go to the overtime. Y'all better get on somebody's phone if we keep going because it might get rough on there a minute later. Let me get Frankie.
Lord, you're going to get Frankie on here.
Well, Frankie ain't going to talk too much shit, but Frankie ain't scared of nobody. He said, fuck Bobby. Shit.
Frankie, don't get on here with no wee-wee in your hand,
Frankie. I didn't want him. I really don't want them to run yet. I really want them to keep doing what they want to. Then Frankie knock them off on one end, and Bobby knock them off on another end and let them meet in the middle. But I think they're supposed to meet this weekend down at goddamn Macon.
Baby Daddy coming back out.
Yo, this baby Daddy supposed to be out this week too. He don't fuck. He don't bust a break.
Man,
oh, Baby Daddy's gonna be out this weekend.
Yeah, he's gonna be out this weekend in wheelchair race and
oh,
bacteria too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Frankie,
yes,
hold on.
Yes,
Frankie, what the fuck? What the fuck you care about Memphis Gangsta, Frankie?
Man, that scared. Let me tell you what that scary motherfucker did, y'all. I posted I was going to Rockingham like last week, but see, that was all just a move for him. So he thought he was going to bring his scary ass over here in my backyard and then get out here and call me out, you know, when I wasn't there. But see, that didn't work. Ask that motherfucker what happened when he rolled through the gate. Who was the first person he seen?
Damn, Frankie.
Hey, Mike, Bobby, stop finding them rings. Get up, Bobby.
you bleed that goddamn light off.
Bobby, what was the first person you seen come through the gate other than the lady that took your money and gave you a ticket?
Tried to make the people think you was a hero.
Hey,
you got the big long trailer and
somebody said,
up all
oh,
the
Bobby.
Yeah, you're talking
Bobby,
twice
Bobby.
I just got a big
hold on, Bobby. Somebody said Frankie gapped the man that gapped you. Who gapped you, Bobby?
Oh, man. Not the Charlie Wilson.
Frankie gapped the man that gapped me. Oh, the little black Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did his job on that. That's a good job.
Man, don't tell me that Mustang beat Bobby.
Yeah, that motherfucker beat me.
Where?
Beat my ass. Over there.
Oh, that's
the Dollar.
Oh. Yeah, that was the car you spun beside.
Yeah, I knocked out.
Yeah.
Good kid. He's a good kid.
Damn, that Frankie said, Frankie don't give a damn. But hey, everybody, hey, Flop, if you still on that Flop, everybody want to know why Black Gold probably wasn't a bear. Well, Frankie got there and come out there 2 days in a row and double up. Plus, you know, Black Gold ain't really in the circle yet. They ain't in the circle yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that Jose Wells is the bear of the week.
Yeah, man,
I've been
down. Hey, right now, who the fuck is bear in the car? I need a rundown.
Look on the internet, you goat mouth motherfucker. You should have been listening.
Broke.
Look on the internet.
Damn.
It's broke.
Yeah.
It's broke.
Yeah. Well, whenever you get it back, when you get it back fixed, you'll get it right. The bell on the phone now. The bell on the phone now.
Frankie.
Yeah.
Frankie, you the
bell? Absolutely.
I picked you as the bell earlier today. Let me get my bell report. I had to go to a meeting. I just got out.
Come on, Danny boy.
And that goddamn Black Gold was the bully. He wasn't no bad. He was a bully, because, like you say, he's been trying to get on folks' hands.
for nobody to get out there. Jamie got out there, took a spot, tried something. He's a fucking bully. And the curl is Zeus, whatever the damn name. And then...
Hey, who that over there breathing hard, man? Get you some asthma medicine to put your phone on me. Who over there breathing hard and shit?
Somehow.
And then that damn Hellcat, he was honorable mention. They got to find me a damn cub.
Man, boy, what about a joker that gets timed out for 47,000? What is he?
Damn, who did that, dog?
Y'all didn't have them things tonight. Y'all say y'all didn't have them things tonight. But he's the motherfucking black ass for the month of June.
Who did that, dog?
He's the black ass for the month
motherfucker
of June.
Motherfucker got time now for 47,000, man. 47,000.
Who
that? A bitch got time
now, man.
Black ass for the month of June.
Ain't no way in the hell. Ain't no way in the hell he come back around to
the
damn pitch. Ain't no way in the hell he come back to the pitch, man.
The Lamar Stafford, the nephew, Mike Hill, and the one that they went down the track and didn't have a Nike in the box. They're Lamar Stafford.
Mm.
That's
mm.
my bad report.
That is the official bad report this week. Hey, that is the official bad report this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You seen that little TikTok where that little
somebody,
boy said,
a bullshit. hey, Flock, one thing about it, somebody got to say it.
That's my bad report.
Somebody got to say what, Tate? Somebody got to say what? I missed it.
Hey, dog.
What the official bear report? What the dog just said that. That's the official bear report. Shit.
Hey, Tate, I just heard something.
Y'all didn't catch that. Danny, get
to me, Danny, because I sat the phone down.
Hey, trying to trick you, motherfuckers, in the asking questions about who should it be and who it shouldn't be. I've been over there laughing about my phone.
Hey, Willie Dow.
You got to talk loud. They don't let you talk, Rob. I know you can extend them.
I'm going to wait them out. Y'all just made that report to say that Frankie beat the guy that gapped Bobby. But did y'all make the report that said both of them raised meth here, which one beat him the worst?
Both of them beat him.
But who beat him the worst? Bobby did.
I'm just fighting fire with fire.
Right, yeah. What tune up did meth head have in there? Since you know
we
all
don't
that?
Know that we grudge Uh-oh. Racing.
Oh, I got
we
you.
We grudge so racing.
Grudging by what car beats what car, whatever. Worry about what two cars
well,
run each other.
Hold on. That was the comparison that the panel just made. When they said
right.
you beat the car that got Bobby, I'm just giving
up.
Them a little bit of what they gave out.
Yeah.
Now, you I know damn well racing don't go
is.
Like that. Come on, Dan.
I'm going to say it like this. Frankie came in this weekend. He kicked the fucking door in. And as soon as he kicked the door in, he commenced to start killing motherfuckers, cutting their heads off, pulling their assholes up through the neck. That's all a bitch this weekend. But now, we can't drop Bobby down. Now, Bobby done whooped the motherfucker that whooped all the ass this weekend. Now,
right.
Bobby got a while to go before we start trying to pull him out the top. But, you know, that only going to last so long. He's going to have to get on somebody else's ass, y'all. So if Frankie keep doing what he's doing, they're going to forget about that ass woman Bobby put on. But that's how it go right there.
Yeah,
ain't nothing else talking.
Yeah. And we'll, the way we race, well, we race to turn the wind light on. We ain't trying to gap nobody. I mean, I accidentally gapped Vendetta a couple times this weekend, but that wasn't on purpose.
Hold on.
I put the man, the shit talking motherfucker. I like to hear him respond, goddammit.
Well,
we want all this
Y'all don't remember when him and Ricky was at it, man.
Nah, man, him and his wife, man, I got into him with it last year down there, the same episode didn't start in the same area, but they was just on dog's ass this time.
Hey, Frankie, who I got him to get off my ass on, though?
Mustangs and Camaros are nice, but I like Corvette.
Oh, come on, man.
Kids, you need to get five. When Frankie said that he gapped the man twice, you both been saying, oh, no, not the double dutch bus.
Camaros and Mustangs are not like Corvettes.
Y'all got kid fighting and fell asleep, man.
No, huh?
Yeah, not put the bus on the man twice, man.
Come on, weekend. Like I said, that wasn't intentional. You know what I mean? It just happened. Slowed that motherfucker down a little bit.
Accidentally did it. God damn.
Last time, you know, it was in the finals, all that shit, whatever. Last Saturday night, a lot of people in the stand, both nights, whatever. And I said, shit, you know, let's make the race look a little better for the fans. You know what I mean? That way it ain't just. And I'll be goddamn fucking did it again.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What's that stuff y'all be putting down on the snow?
Yeah, Frankie, you made every motherfucker over there look like they was slow, Frankie.
Hey, kid, what's that stuff you and Tate be putting down on your driveway when it snow?
Oh, man, not salt.
Uh-oh.
Not salt.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
the return
Pop,
of.
Water coming out, Pop.
What's that?
The number one couch potato. Whoever keep up with the most, what's going on, catch all the live feeds. And all that
happened. Who was that breathing on, man? What fat motherfucker on there with the asthma that did that damn loud ass breathing, man?
That's the number one captain to keep up. Had a most important. We're going to come up with a little award. I miss all the shit this weekend, man. God damn. Well, hey, dog, I remember you saying something about, like, when motherfuckers
get
that ass whooping,
they
dictate where they go to the next race.
So the next race, make
them,
folks. That's exactly right, God damn it, boy. I spent 100 toes down on that one, Danny boy. That ass whipping or that wind dictates where you go the next time you go racing. That's what it do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, I got an announcement to make.
Come on with it, Flop.
Anybody near the Morocco, Indiana area this weekend, Friday or Saturday, come on out to US 41. We got Clock Top Racing, sponsored by Leroy, Big Sham, Big Ed and them.
Come on out and have a good time, man. That's US 41 Drag Strip in Morocco, Indiana. Since they won't come on and promote it themselves, we got truck drivers down south, might be floating that way. Might want to stop in and check out a little action. You never know who's who. But if they don't know about it, they can't say.
Going to have plenty of chicken wings, fish, and barbecue.
Yeah, well, why flop folks saw the bitch out there and they said Frankie didn't say nothing about that?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Frank ain't one to hold his tongue, though.
Frankie!
Yeah.
They want to know why you ain't saying about flop the bitch.
Frank
tapped
the motor down.
Oh, again?
Do what?
Yeah, he put that motor down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I only want to file a ring, but I ain't made it that far yet.
Bobby didn't file it first. He didn't file the hell out of him all the while. We've been on there all night. He been filing his ass off.
He done filed a set of them already.
No, you got a ring file.
No, you got it by hand, Flop.
He got to go in one direction then. He can't be going back and forth, man. Got to ring in one direction.
Yeah, he done did a set of them already.
Oh, okay.
With a good file in ass.
But what you said, you asked Frankie. Frankie, he didn't hear you what you asked him, dog. What you all asked him?
What was the question?
I got a top four out there. Somebody changed my top four and said the top four would be Josie Wales, Randy Moss, Memphis Gangster, and Jesse James. Damn, they changed the hell out of my damn top four.
Them folks must
Y'all see the new top four listing? Well, I'm going to tell you what they is. This is the official top four, 5 inches below. The official.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like your position, just like I said the last time, do something about it.
Do something about it.
Number one, Memphis Gangster. Number two, Josie Wales moved up from fourth place. Number three, Jesse James dropped out from second place. And number four, Randy Moss dropped out from third place. That is the new top four, the official top four. Anybody don't like it that's on there or don't like what it is, do something about it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh, I got to put.
But I can't do something about it. I ain't got no problem.
Yes, sir. Damn, man. Y'all tired of talking. That game probably ain't going to be worth a shit tonight unless you from Florida. You want to see your ass get
tired?
Oh, man. Not the Miami and the Vice.
Yeah, they finna get their ass tore out the socket, man. They probably going to lose tonight. Anybody know how the game going tonight, kid?
24-22, Miami.
Okay. That goddamn Josie Wales.
Look good, dog. Look real good.
Real good, dog. Real good. That goddamn Jovi.
I'm putting Ricky on a diet starting in the morning. He get one liter of lettuce and a teaspoon of water for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And a half a carrot.
Motherfucker, he better lose some goddamn weight some kind of way. We can say y'all can kiss his nuts.
Three almonds on a glass of water, Ricky.
Y'all leave Ricky alone. That goddamn outlaw Josie Wells, that goddamn Marquise and goddamn Frankie showing out. They go down to this week and slap the shit out of goddamn it Bobby, and then slap the shit out of baby daddy. Damn, that's going to be fucked up. I didn't want that to happen yet. I ain't want that to happen yet.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question, dog. What's the most active 5 minutes of smaller
slime the last 2 months.
Joseph Wells, Randy Moss, Randy Moss.
But Randy I got
Moss.
The new
Wells
excuse
got the number one.
Dog, I got the new excuse for all of them. What if they say they can't get a race?
Hold on, ain't there one of them four on there can't say they can't get a race? All four of them somebody's on there can get a race. They said that, they're telling a damn lie.
Even if they have to race each other.
That's right, kid. Your kid didn't woke up.
I'm changing the top four.
Ain't nothing wrong with that flop, like you said. I'm just going to record your disclaimer, flop, because you got the best disclaimer in the world. I'm just going to record it. Every time a motherfucker says something, I'm going to play it.
Couldn't get a race.
Y'all couldn't get a race. Ain't gonna make it.
I like Bobby, Josie, Jesse, and Tate. And it's a toss-up between third and fourth.
Man,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Oh, you got too much noise.
As soon as that goddamn salty blister somebody is, you're going straight to number one.
Well.
Oh, man. Not the rock salt.
He ain't going straight to number one. He can't go straight to number one.
Off of mine, he can't. I remember years ago they sent what's his name straight to the top.
I just got a tick. Flop can ride with Ricky and he's still the lightest one. Back on mute. Whatever that means.
Hey, oh man.
Hey, that's somebody that won a class race. Tell them to go build them a class car where they go across the scale after he repaired.
Nah,
I'll take him out.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit matters.
Well, like I said on the last one I put up, Flop, anybody don't like the ring, do something about it. Hey, that ain't me saying do something about it. That's goddamn it. Whoever you like on the list, you don't like it. Do something about it.
You ever seen a grudge car go across the scale?
No, not unless he was just goddamn it. Unless he was going around some shit. No, they don't go across no scale.
I'm talking about the stop to be weighed.
I said that's what I'm talking about. Hell no.
Okay, tell that to the texter. Why they worried about
it.
Something?
He heard it.
Hey, what Boss said, dog? Boss ain't been on today.
He probably thought he was gonna get the jackass or something, so I reckon he didn't come on.
Oh man. Come on, Boss. Don't do it like that, Boss.
Hey, dog. And tell that texter. They must know me and know I'm fat. That's why they said they can go to hell. They must know I'm fat. Slop can get his big ass.
Don't you know, you flop.
If y'all want me to tell you who sent the text now, I'll tell you who sent the text now.
Yeah, come on.
All right, okay, now. You're good.
All right, I'm going to let y'all read between the lines. Who on the phone that think they should be number one? Who on the phone think they should be number one? It ain't number one. So figure that out. If Frankie didn't send it, who you think sent it? If he didn't send it, who you think sent it?
Not Tricky Ricky.
Okay. Hell no. Tricky Ricky's a salty bitch, man. But thank you. Somebody said it. I heard somebody say it in the background. Say it again. I heard it in the background.
These notes.
I'm good.
Let's go.
What?
Dog, I'm just trying to see if they smaller than me.
No. Yep, that's who. That's right, Mac. Mac, that's who said it, Mac. Mac, that's who said it.
Mac got it.
Well, if y'all can't figure it out, I'm getting on y'all. All the hints I'm going to give you. Who on the phone right now that ain't number one but think they should be number one? If they didn't send a text, who you think sent it? If they didn't send it, though. But so who you think sent it?
Ain't but a few contenders. Ricky, Frankie, Bobby. Them three didn't send it. Jesse James didn't send it.
All right, man.
Oh,
Phil Shula, man. Phil Shula, man. Phil Shula, man. Phil Shula, motherfucker. Phil Shula.
Oh,
damn.
Hey, dog. Phil ain't missed no meals either. He a little taller than me. That's why he look a little slimmer.
Oh, he on a healthier diet, though. Phil a big motherfucker anyway. He just on a healthier diet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Somebody gone.
Phil went to the semis.
Yeah. So that mean he was just the first loser?
Second
loser? Yeah, y'all leave Phil alone. Phil ain't bothering y'all. Phil don't give a damn who number one. Phil said he going for that chick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for that chick. Well, y'all can quiet down a little early tonight if you want to. Y'all can get out of here. It won't bother me because I definitely need to get me some rest. I'm definitely tired. So tomorrow, I can, if y'all got anything, anybody got anything they want to put out? If you don't, we can get the hell out of here. I'm going to go ahead and relax. Got the air conditioner on and everything. Anybody got anything tonight?
I want to say something.
Come on.
Yeah. Get y'all ass out the rain of fire this weekend. God damn it, on the 16th and the 17th. And then
right
turn around. If everybody is able and God willing, get to Born the Grudge, June 23rd, 24th. Still Alabama. It's going down.
I got $500 on top of that, JJ, and Unfriended Ghost. I got $500 on top of that box.
I need that $500. I need that.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what you got to do to get
it? I want
to
rub that.
Right on, Tate.
I want to rub.
Good report, Tate. Yeah. Frankie G, you got a thing to say, Frankie. Congratulations
you
on your win.
Back. You got two
on your win.
Coming at you.
No, I'm good, dog. See everybody this weekend.
Okay. For y'all that didn't know, Tate, Frank double up Friday and Saturday night. He double up and won the money both nights. He double up down there.
Shit, everybody in America know that shit. We congratulated them all goddamn last 3 days.
Right on.
Not three days.
We're
going to load up Thursday, hit that way, whatever. I'm bringing Bob to Band-Aid. Of course, not for me.
Bobby's my friend.
You know what I mean? I ain't even hurt like that. Without some kind of help.
Okay. Well, don't nobody say that. Bobby done closed the show out. Anybody else got them? Flop, you got anything to say, Flop, before Bobby closes out?
No, sir. Good show. Good show as always.
Appreciate you, Flop. I really do appreciate you. Kid, you got anything? Kid, you got anything? Kid.
No, I'm good, though.
Yeah, Trickle Lee, you got anything, baby? Trickle Lee.
I'm good.
All right, good thing. Brother D, my brother. My brother, he's not even asleep. He was in a bathtub. Nobody want to hear that gay shit.
Oh, man.
All right, Bobby, wheelchair, you got a thing? Wheelchair, probably asleep. Bobby, if anybody on wheelchair line with you, close, get us out of here, Bobby.
No. One thing about it, you know, we got a lot of observers on this. This is the morning show. This ain't no other bullshit show. So I left Frankie with them band-aids when I knocked a pass across his ass and Marquis's ass when they was hooked up together.
Damn.
You got them band-aids. Yes, you can bring them with you, Frankie. I'm going to let everybody know that you got them, that I gave them to you. Yeah. Bring them with you. You might need them again.
Frankie, you can pass them. You still on, Frankie. Frankie, you still on, Frankie.
I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm
in a good spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a damn good spot. Now.
We'll
see y'all tomorrow. And Bobby Cole is the Memphis Gangster. I done got three texts tonight. How the fuck Bobby the Memphis Gangster? He didn't race this week. It ain't about how much you raise. It ain't about how much you raise. It's about what I see in my eyes until something happens.
No.
Come on.
It ain't about how much you raise. It matters on who's there when you get there.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm going on. All right. We'll see you on tomorrow, guys.
Hey.
Come
hey,
on.
Hey,
check it
out.
The
first thing Marquis asked me, you got the card in there? I said, yeah. You bringing it out? No, I ain't bringing it out. Boy, they was happy the motherfucker. He started turning around.
I remember exactly what he told you when he come through the gate.
Get us out of here, Tate. Get us out of here, Tate.
Hey, man, good show, dog, tonight. Good weekend of racing for Jamie, Trigger Man, TMR. And God bless you guys and good night.